The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards. Proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch for a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey guys, this is Serena Deeb, and you are listening to Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn!
We are back from Chicago.
Woohoo!
Wow. We were personally invited to All In.
Woo! Thank you.
We were asked not to take pictures and post them on social media because they weren't inviting any podcasts out. And at the last minute, it's Conrad reached out. He said, Kevin, Tony, Matt, StarCast, All In weekend in Chicago.
Real tad.
Without you would be just a waste.
Agreed.
Such a waste. So we were out there. We didn't see Phil. We didn't see our friends at the High Spot Podcast.
Nope. Nope.
I know they were out there. I saw the pictures. I saw the videos. Sorry we missed you guys. But we're back in dirty Jersey.
We're back.
For the last Monday show of the summer. I am back on Tuesdays.
Yeah!
Going forward, that seems to be my day off. So I do kind of feel bad that next Tuesday will be the first Tuesday in a very long time, and it's September 11th. So we got that going for us. Is it too soon?
Too soon for what? September
11th? I don't know. I just feel bad that our first Tuesday show in forever is going to be on September
11th. Eh.
It's worn off a little. I mean, it's still a tragedy.
We can still talk about it. Like, what anniversary would this be? 2018 to
17 years.
Right, it's not a major one, but it's still pretty big.
Right. It's still kind of fresh. Is it safe to say it's fresh?
Yeah.
It's a fresh wound.
Not to sound cliche, you always remember where you were when it happened. So it does seem like because you have that memory in your head, it's always gonna seem like it just happened.
You know what's gonna be really fucked up? Like 50 or 60 years from now, they're gonna have like, oh, this is the last woman that made it out of like Tower One alive.
Oh man,
you don't know,
like the last like World War II veteran.
Yeah,
that's
like the
still,
last veteran or the last person to survive like the concentration camps. Like, there's always going to be like that. You know, down the road, like we're going to be ancient. We're going to be like, holy
50,
shit!
You think we're going to be here in 50, 60 years?
Let's see.
Well, maybe you guys.
I mean, I'd be like 86.
Yeah, no chance.
I'll be
no
gone,
chance.
Dude.
You make 86.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh.
I mean, do you want to be 86?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of 86 I'd be. Would I be like
you might want to 86 the 86?
Yeah, that's it.
Like, can I still like control myself or my shit in my drawers? Am I just like a vegetable?
You're right on the cusp. You might need help standing in the shower. You might have to get one of those toilets with the handles.
Okay.
On the side.
Okay. I might be okay with that.
No, you're going to need a fucking life alert, dude.
Is my wife alive or dead?
Oh, she's alive, dude.
She outkicks you, bro.
She's going to be 107
well, yeah,
before
she's
she dies,
Asian,
dude.
So she's going to live for fucking ever. And she's going to look like she's like 35 forever.
She might fucking kill
she
you.
She might be married.
Yikes. Wow, this is a hard truth I haven't even looked at yet.
That's rough, bro.
Man.
Well, welcome to the Shining Wizards on Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Imagine I'm still alive and I look at my mail and I get a wedding invitation to remarriage.
Oh, man. Oh, holy shit. That'd be rough, huh?
And how old is Rhi? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put her. I know.
She is.
But just give me a.
No, you can tell.
Oh, right around the same?
Look, my wife's 44.
No, she's younger. She's 33.
Oh, all right.
Did you say your wife's 34?
Oh. My wife's 44.
Oh, okay.
She's got you way, way beat. Yeah, she's probably definitely going to remarry.
And she's Asian, so she's got that longevity.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
I can't talk about Asian wives. I got in trouble last time.
Well, because you used a racist epithet.
We're not digging those memories up.
You brought it up.
Well, leave the memories
alone.
Listen,
in fairness, I told people who were egging me on not to egg me on any longer because I couldn't control myself. Yes. So, yes.
Best bachelor party ever.
It was, dude. I don't care what you say. I had the best time.
All right. So, Labor Day weekend.
Talk about wrestling.
All in festivities.
Hell, wrestling talk.
Kevin.
Bill.
Eddie.
They call me. My name is Bill.
Hey,
Bill.
They call my name Bill.
So fucking all in.
Oh,
I mean,
boy,
let's talk about it.
Dude, it was fucking great. Dude, you know how many people I met going out to Chicago?
I'm not talking about the actual experience. We can get into that after we talk about the actual show.
Really? I'm just so all hyped up about all in, bro.
Did you enjoy Flip's all out party in the parking
lot?
Fuck
yes.
Yes.
I took my shit out. I wanted to be all out for all out.
Yeah, I heard there was a lot. It was
That's why there's no pictures.
I didn't attend
that
event.
You were all out of all out.
I fucking got hammered Friday night, so I had to sleep it off Saturday.
Gotcha.
I heard it was like a sausage fest.
Yeah,
and it was a little
was.
Humid, a little rainy.
Well, yeah, you know.
And it was. In the big tent, I did see Flip doing a little break dancing. And, you know, he had the man bun, so I'm anti-man bun 100%. I hate the fucking man bun.
Gotta. If your hair is long, you gotta control it somehow.
Look, if you're gonna have long hair, you have to make that decision. You either ponytail it
or cut it.
Or cut it.
Yep.
This man bun thing is the fucking gayest shit.
Wait,
ever.
Was it the man bun or was it the ponytail?
It wasn't a ponytail. It was a man bun. It was up on the top of his head,
ugh,
like a fucking stem on a pumpkin.
Fucking quiz!
Right. Oh, hey, easy.
Hey there, take it down a notch. I don't like the man bun. That and the fucking socks with flip-flops. I hate you. I'll fucking punch you in the face 1,000 times. Fucking asshole. It's serious. Who wears fucking socks with flip-flops? It defeats the purpose.
Defeats.
Kevin's over there like, Kevin wears socks with flip-flops.
I don't.
He got his Argyle socks on today.
Not flip-flops. Sandals.
Ugh.
Which are different than flip-flops.
It's all the same. It's what
they're designed
for. No, flip-flops
has that little pumpkin stem that goes between the big toe.
Yeah, it's rough wearing socks with flip-flops, dude. Sandals I can understand because there's nothing interfering.
Because if you have you're wearing socks, you're inside, you got to go take out the garbage. You're not going to go put on shoes. You're going to go.
Okay, there's a difference between putting on your sandals with your socks to take out the garbage and putting on socks and sandals to go to the mall, go out to dinner.
Go to All In.
Yeah, go to All In.
Listen,
go to Flip Gordon.
Have you ever been to the Livingston
party?
Mall? I want to be as comfortable as possible.
I fucking worked there for a very long time.
I want to be as comfortable as possible.
Yeah,
that's where you met Virgil.
You're the wrong color to be there and become as comfortable as possible. Tell you that right now.
Oof.
Exactly.
What?
Just
I'll take the fucking bus up. It's like the fucking blackest mall in America. Please.
Well, I think Willowbrook may give it a run for its money these days.
You know what? I haven't been to a mall in a very long time.
I actually went to Willowbrook last week.
Really?
We checked out. I took the kid for lunch. We went to Dave & Buster's. It was a good time.
Oh, how's that? I've heard some very atrocious reviews about that Dave & Buster's.
You know what? We went during the week at noon while nobody's around because it's the summertime.
Okay.
We had no problem getting in. Got a table, got our food. The people there were very courteous. My kid and I took a walk around the arcade. The guy was nice enough to find us and say, hey, your food's at the table whenever you guys are ready to eat. I was like, this is awesome.
So you took a walk around the arcade?
Well, you know, we sat down, we ordered our food, and it's like, oh, let's go see what kind of games they got, you know? So, and as we were walking around waiting for our food, we figured we'd check it out.
At what point Well, you planned on playing video games,
oh, yeah,
correct?
Okay. It was one of those deals. That
would be the biggest heartbreaking scenario for a kid ever.
No, but it's one of
you
those
take
deals
him to an
where...
arcade, you Aww. Eat, and then you leave without
not
playing
that bad
a video
of a father,
game.
Kevin. I'm a good father. I'm sort of good.
You're a father.
No, but you get the card after you eat, you know, because it's part of that, like, you know, you get the combo, eat and play shit, whatever they call it.
You guys are going to shit on me for this. I've never been to a Dave & Buster's.
I'm not going to shit on you. It's really... I love going to the Dave & Buster's with my wife. It's fun.
It's good times.
Good date night. But it's overpriced, shitty video games.
Yeah, it kind of
what it is.
But it's
the
experience,
they give you
dude.
The tickets, and you get like a billion tickets, and you weigh it, and it's worth like the bell.
No,
you
they
like
don't
the
weigh
bell.
Them anymore, dude. You don't even get tickets. Everything goes on your card.
Okay, well,
it's virtual tickets. You go to the machine at the redemption center.
My wife plays the stupid thing where you put the coins in, and then you got to make all the shit fall off. The shelf, you know,
no,
what I'm saying?
All the coins.
Yeah, and there's like the one where you would go to Palisades, and it was like the Star Trek thing, and all the cards were worth a certain amount of tickets.
No, dude, we played the SpongeBob one. They were just literally SpongeBob collector cards. They weren't worth shit.
Yeah, so terrible. I did get an autographed Billy Wagner baseball because I had a bunch of points on my card.
Was
like,
a certificate of authenticity?
Yeah, it comes with the whole thing. Like
right. That's cool.
It wasn't a Plesco, was it?
No, it wasn't. It came in a box. It was already wrapped. Like the lady had to get the manager. The manager had to go to like the safe and get it out. What? I had all these points. I'm like
high tech shit at the Palisades Mall.
That's right.
I don't want fucking candy. I don't want like.
No, but the good thing about it being at Willowbrook though is, I mean, I know it's local, but the closest ones you had, you either go to Palisades upstate New York. You know, or
home of Levity Live.
Oh, there you go. Or you go over to Manhattan, 42nd Street, which is a pain in the fucking ball bag to get to, even when you take the train.
Yeah, it sounds
so
like
it's nice
awesome.
Having Willowbrook, dude. It's like 20 minutes from here.
I mean, it's worth it. You know, you could, you there's a bar, you an adult video games.
Shit. Don't have to tell Kevin twice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would I have a good time if we had some drinks and a couple of buddies?
There's a
go
bar,
out?
There's a pool yes. hall, you could shoot pool.
I think
if
so.
You want. Yeah,
they got sports
times,
on all
man.
The TVs. You
Fuck
don't even
yeah,
have to
dude.
Essentially play any. And they got like the basketball shooter games, they got like Guitar Hero.
What's the difference between Dave & Buster's and Barcade?
Does Barcade serve food?
I don't know. That's why I asked the question.
That would
you
be
guys.
The only difference.
I think Barcade has better games catering to an older audience.
Is Barcade more of an adult
gotcha.
Scene?
Gotcha. That makes
I
sense.
I think Barcade's only for adults. I've never been to Barcade.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think after 11 o'clock, no more kids are allowed in Dave & Buster's. I think
like
it's
you're
like
not
going to
find like Wrestling Challenge. Or,
at Dave & Buster's.
No. No, you're going to find...
You might find it at Barcade.
Yes.
But Dave & Buster's has the Pac-Man wall where it's like the screen is like 20 feet tall where you can play Pac-Man. Or you can play Space Invaders, and instead of moving the little guy back and forth, they have like a laser gun that you actually shoot at the things on the screen. It's really cool.
Seems like a lot of work.
Well, you know. They charge you enough for it.
I think you would be better suited for Barcade.
Yeah,
right.
Probably.
I think
we'd all be, right?
Yeah. Like I said, Dave & Buster's is a good time. If I can get a night off with the wife, we like to go up to Dave & Buster's because it's fun and it's just a night
Is there
out.
One by you? Or is it the same one that he's
I haven't been
about?
To the Willowbrook one yet.
Which one would you go
we
to?
We go to Palisades. I would still go to Palisades.
Yeah, Palisades, it's a bit of a ride, though. It's not,
it's not that bad,
it's
right?
Really not, for me, it's not that bad because I just jump on 287
well,
and it takes
go.
Me like half an hour to get there.
But yeah. We went during the week, during the summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't there on a Saturday night. That could be a whole different shit show.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, there you go.
All right. So we're back from StarCast All In.
So yeah. What were you doing while Flippy Doo was doing the dance party?
Sleeping off my hangover, bro.
That's right.
I had to get pumped up for the big show.
Well.
What a fucking show.
It's Labor Day. I'm not working.
You're not working today?
I don't know. Am I? I'm sitting back, dude. I'm already in relaxed mode. We're only like 10 minutes in.
All right. I mean, look, I went to a barbecue yesterday, and Tony happened to be there. Tony was
yes,
fucking...
Yes, I just show up randomly at Matt's at barbecues Matt goes
Annihilate.
To.
Was he drunk?
He was not drunk.
Oh, I had a few shots early.
Yeah, he started doing shots early, and I thought it was going to be a bad scene. Very funny yesterday, though.
Yeah, it was on point.
I kept busting his balls towards the end of the night that he was going to be flat today.
Yeah. It's
so anyone, far, so good, though.
Anyone get this on tape?
Of course
no.
not.
No, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, recording Tony.
No, in hindsight, it sounds like a good idea. You gotta take your fucking phone out.
No, agree.
You gotta do this, and you gotta do that. And then you're kind of like,
then
all the fun's out
wait.
The window for you.
Yep. Yep, yep.
I mean, I fell out of a hammock, so that was...
I forgot about it. That was so awesome. I turned, and I saw it going over, and Matt's ankles in the air. It was great. And Matt didn't get up for a full 45 seconds.
I could not stop laughing.
I don't know if he was half embarrassed or half legitimately hurt. It was
I wasn't hurt at all. People thought I was hurt.
Dude, because you didn't get up.
Because I was just laughing hysterically.
Well, how high was the hammock?
Probably about four, maybe 3 feet off the ground, but he also fell back, which was the backyard started to slope.
All right,
where
were
he
you
fell.
Were you was this all right? Because there's two different ways you could fall out of a hammock. You on the sit in, where
no,
you sit down and
to,
you just go right
I was
back
trying
over.
To, I was trying to stand up.
Like, you trying to surf on the hammock?
No, I was trying to get out of the hammock. So
okay.
I went feet on the ground, and then I was kind of sitting in the hammock like this.
You're perpendicular to the hammock.
And I tried to get up.
But Kevin doesn't understand. This is not a hammock between two trees. It's the one with the metal frame underneath it.
Oh, God.
So the entire thing went over with Matt in tow.
the whole structure.
The whole frame
you
went
took
over
out
with
the whole structure.
I mean, I didn't break it.
You're
so.
Like Braun Strowman.
He's playing Rampage, knocking down buildings.
Here's what happened. I flew back from All In Saturday night late. Like three, I got in.
Red
like,
eye.
Yeah, like 2 o'clock. That's
did right. Conrad give you the envelope?
He told us not to talk about that.
Sorry.
Roll Tide.
I got a bell for Studio A, or B, by the way.
Well, this
so
is
you
Studio
know.
A. There you go.
I got a bell for Studio B. So now we have an inappropriate bell.
That's right.
And then I had to work Sunday morning, so I got like 3 hours of sleep, and then I went right from work to shower, and then I picked up some goodies for the party, and then I went to the barbecue, and at like 6:30, like I laid on the hammock, and I was like, if I close my eyes,
done.
I'm going to fucking fall
That's
asleep
it.
In front of all these people.
Well, he fell without the asleep part.
Because I was trying to stay awake. I was exhausted yesterday.
He fell awake.
I crushed two Twisted Teas as soon as I got there, and I was like... Yeah, I got to eat. I got to eat something or this is going to end bad.
It was good times.
It was a great time.
It was
a great
really
time.
Good times.
This was at our friend Chaz's place?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
His new crib.
How was it?
It's nice. It's very nice.
Beer. Sorry.
It's a weird neighborhood. It's very, like, Spanish.
Where was
Dover?
It again? Dover? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
named for the great philosopher Ben Dover. Boo. Oh, yeah, dude. Mexican family across the street. It was a duplex.
What the
45,
oh, yeah.
45 people on the front porch watching Chaz lighting fireworks in the driveway scared the shit out of their like 5-year-old daughter, and then they all went inside.
Wow. Yeah. Making friends, Chaz.
It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about this all. Can we talk All In?
Sure.
Yeah, we can.
Absolutely.
All right. We were there.
Yes.
So
yes.
Okay. I don't know how it came across. On
are we going to go with this the whole time? Because I'm going to break that.
That's fine.
At some point.
What? That makes it even funnier.
Okay.
Break what?
What?
We were there.
I yes. know.
So let's go. Tell the story.
So I don't know how it came across on WGN.
Wigan.
The Power Hour? What was it called? Zero
Hour. I showed up late. So I was at the hotel, and actually I was able to watch
Zero Hour?
0 hours on WGN.
All right.
Well, there you go.
How did it come across on the TV box?
Our man not on the street.
It was really cool. Like, you know, I was sleeping, you know, I had my Twisted Teas, my Bud Light oranges and everything.
Of course you did.
And it opened with the promo with Cody and the Bucks. Road Warrior Animal came out. They come in, shoot some merch out. It opens with, SoCal.
Uncensored.
Against
the Noseless Wonder.
Against the Briscoes. Fun match.
Hold on.
She's got no nose, dude.
She's not even in the match, bro.
She wasn't even...
SoCal Uncensored.
There was no...
Oh, okay.
You talking about SoCal Val?
Yeah, I thought that's who you meant. I thought they had her around...
This is Scorpio's guy, Kazarian.
Yes, I know who... Yes, I know who... And Daniels. Yes, I know. Yes.
So, Scorpio's guy has got his Apollo Crews gimmick. Not Apollo Crews. Apollo Creed.
Jesus. Is he black?
Scorpio's guy?
Yeah.
Do you not know
yes.
who Scorpio's guy is?
I thought
is?
You meant... Never mind.
Gosh, so inadvertent.
Even in my, stupidity,
on.
I'm hysterical.
Every Apollo that you would know is black.
How do you know?
Apollo Crews.
Apollo Creed.
That's Apollo Creed.
That's the end of
it.
The list.
How many other Apollos do you know?
Apollo, the Greek god.
All right. I guess I'll give you that
Who's
one.
Who's not? Black.
But you don't know him.
Well, you don't know.
Well, he's not personally.
He's a Greek god. He could be any color he wants.
He could be in this room.
That's a good point. We are looking for a fourth wizard, so.
Ooh. we're putting that out there?
No. only if you're a Greek god. Or Zeus, the human wrecking machine.
That's or your name's not Eddie. What?
Or, you know who I became Facebook friends with
oh,
yesterday?
Oh, no. J.P. Mayer.
Duke the Dumpster.
Oh, dude.
On Labor Day. I was going to make. Oh my god!
They've been recommending him to me for weeks.
I took screenshots of like Teal Hopper, Duke the Dumpster Trosy, Isaac Yankum, and Doik, and I was gonna make a Labor Day post. I totally forgot.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do it. Me and Mike are friends now.
Me and Mike.
What's his real name?
Can Mike.
Put that out there.
Mike Drosy.
Didn't he get in some trouble?
Yes.
With the law?
Illegal dumping.
Did he? I know Joey Mercury got arrested this weekend.
Yeah, well, that's on a warrant out of Orlando.
For poisoning people?
God. And didn't he just debut on Lucha, too?
Worst.
Wasn't he on Lucha recently as well?
Joey Mercury did not watch this week's episode of Lucha Underground. I know he was doing production stuff for All In.
Yeah.
But apparently he fell asleep in his car outside the hotel.
I don't think he was even at All In. My sources tell me that he wasn't at All In.
Oh.
That's right.
So he was all out?
So, like, they had to scramble to get people to fill his roles as producers and stuff.
I know. I saw a picture of Cody backstage doing production stuff after.
I bet Cody had a whole lot to do with it. It's his baby.
It was amazing. I can't put All In over enough. I think it exceeded everyone's expectations.
I think the overall feel of the show was that it had a little of everything. It had your entertainment, it had your cheesiness, it had your super matches, it had everything.
It had penises, so Kevin was happy.
It had a whole
lot. You're right, it had a lot of penises.
Inflatable penises.
A whole lot of penises. A
whole lot of penile.
Did you have a favorite moment from All In?
Well, do you want to keep going? You want to go to the Zero Hour? You want to talk about Zero Hour?
Yeah, we can finish talking about Zero Hour. I'm sorry, we're all over the place.
No, we are. But it was cool because there was that Battle Royal, but everyone like started on the outside and very little action, believe it or not, for a Battle Royal was in the ring. It was very weird.
SoCal and Censor did beat the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions.
In a non-title match.
And I liked how you'll see it throughout the card. They kind of continued these storylines, like with Ring of Honor, which, you know, came to fruition in the Battle Royal that Kevin was talking about. And I thought the Battle Royal was, I know, Kevin, you're a big Battle Royal guy. I thought it was done very well. A
lot of weird spots. A lot of, like, not, it 100% was not your traditional Battle Royal.
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, All In, you got to give it a little something extra.
And I'm not going to lie, the finish totally got me.
I loved it.
Totally got
Flippy under the mask.
Didn't see it coming. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And you know what? Because you kind of forgot about, like, I'm not the biggest Ring of Honor guy all the way. So, like, sometimes I know the whole storylines with Flip and Bully and all that stuff. But sometimes you forget about it. And then when you see that happen, it popped me. It was awesome.
How about that, Tony? For somebody who, that's funny that you have a picture of all those dicks up on the screen right now.
Eat a bag of dicks.
For someone who grew up in the 80s, like yourself and me and Kevin, and we kind of sometimes complain that the storytelling is not there in professional wrestling.
Yes.
This storytelling, from the Flip Gordon story alone, is unbelievable, and they've managed to get it over through working with Ring of Honor, working with WrestlePro, being the Elite. Like, I don't want to discount Ring of Honor TV, but they essentially told this story out over the internet.
Over their YouTube channel.
For like a year. And they used WrestlePro. They had that match, the Madison Rain and MJF against
Brandy.
Oh, and Brandy. Like, in the whole thing with Brandy, like, oh my God, such an unbelievable thing for them to do. And it's just, I think that gets overlooked. Because everyone's so pumped up about All In, like, the storytelling going into this was just off the fucking chains.
And I went back and I started watching a little bit just to get a little refresher for today because I was a little tired last night.
Long flights, I know.
That's it.
MJF, during his match, trained by Pat Buck and Curt Hawkins, right out over the air.
They put him over the company.
And they were like, and this guy's come so far in such a short amount of time.
That commentary team was...
Honestly, listening to them, they had their shit together.
They really
did.
There
were a few times it was like, like Jesus Christ. You don't have to say Jesus Christ, but awesome, awesome, awesome work.
It was Excalibur, Ian, yes. Rickabon, and Colt?
No, Callis.
Yes, Don Callis, excuse me.
It was excellent work. That's what it should sound like when three guys know each other well and could work off of each other.
I had no idea. I'll put it out there. I had no idea who Excalibur was. I thought at some point that was going to be a gimmick and like CM Punk was going to be under the fucking mask. I had no idea who Excalibur was. But then I had to go research, and they said, they announced it, Excalibur, PWG, this and that. So I really thought it was like, the little mark of me was like, I wonder if that's CM Punk under there. Because the more I listened, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds like CM Punk doing a, but nonetheless, it was amazing. And the Battle Royal, back to the Zero Ground, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Zero Hour.
Tommy Dreamer, Billy Gunn, Hurricane, Cheeseburger,
Punishment Martinez,
Bully Ray,
Cole Cabana.
I don't have to keep repeating what you're saying.
Bully Ray, Chuck Taylor, Martinez. Beretta, Moose, Rocky Romero, Ethan Page, Jimmy Jacobs, Austin Gunn, Marco Stunt, Brian Cage, Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
Fun little, who's who of, over the group. Over the budget Battle Royal members.
So, of course, obviously, we know that Flip comes out after he gets put through a table under a mask, comes out, wins, and I was super pumped for that just because, you know, Flip is the man.
Flip is the man, indeed. Fun Battle Royal, a lot of action. I like how they continued. The Bully Ray is trying to destroy everything Ring of Honor. Colt Cabana got involved. Just liked it. Liked it all. It was pedal to the metal from start. You mentioned MJF. Matt Cross, who's awesome.
He looks fucking better and better every time I see him.
That was such a fun match. And the way that MJF played to the crowd and getting his heat and everything, they hated him.
And Matt Cross has been doing this like 20 years now, right?
At least.
He's been around a long fucking time.
And he moves like he's a fucking, you know, 25-year-old.
I think I have Backyard Wrestling on the back shelf there from the Xbox.
Nice, with Matt Cross.
Yeah, you know what? Let me see if I have it. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
M-Dog 2020. That was probably my favorite solo interview I've ever done by myself during that time period when I did like...
Well, you wouldn't do a solo interview with other people.
You put the mic down and then you say stuff.
It picks up at some point.
Yeah.
Fucking just awesome. Awesome stuff. I love seeing like Sean Mooney there interviewing Nick Aldis.
All right, I want to get this out of the way real quick. Just because, listen, we're not. There were points in the show that you could tell that this was the first time a lot of these guys were doing this. There were some hiccups, like Zero Hour, like even like the microphones in the beginning.
Yeah, the audio was pretty.
Audio was pretty bad. Like mine was like skipping a little bit. I mean, they were skipping in person because they were very happy about the show. But getting that out of the way, like when they go to Sean Mooney with, it was supposed to be. I forget who it was, but it ended up being
Nick Aldis.
Yeah, I think it may have been Christopher Daniels. I think it was supposed to be because that match with Amel.
Enamel.
All right, Tony.
I'm a little sidetracked because Matt Cross is on the cover of the Xbox release of Backyard Wrestling. Don't try this at home. I don't even know what the hell year this was. How
2000?
Far back was this? I don't know. I'll take a look.
See, 99, 2000?
Got my old man glasses on. 2003?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess because those Backyard Wrestling videos really took off.
I think I have some of them on the back shelf there, too, actually.
We watched, over at the barbecue that I was at, we watched some of these. They're hysterical. And they like they take themselves so... I wish I fucking knew what the name of it was. Big deal, Craig Steele had it on his phone. But they take themselves so seriously. I don't know if... I can't even tell if they take themselves so seriously or if they're just doing it for the joke...
Thin line, fine line to walk there.
Yeah,
because it comes across like
we were laughing our asses off.
Of course,
yeah.
Like when we did Backyard Wrestling, I think we started off trying to be serious, and then it just morphed into us like not giving a shit and just having fun.
Okay.
For ourselves.
MBW.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it was. It was all like just goofy shit. Tylene Buck is in this game, by the way, too.
Who's Tylene Buck?
Oh, what the. She was
she Major
of
Gorgeous
Guns?
George. Major Guns, right?
Yeah, she was Major Guns.
Major Guns, right.
What a great game this was.
Great.
Yeah, great, dude. You got to look at the music. All the fucking music tracks that were on this thing.
I don't play a video game for the music, though.
But it's a fucking who's who. And it even came with an extra DVD with extra music on it, which was fucking awesome.
Not clips of Backyard Wrestling?
Oh, yeah. No, there's probably clips on there, too. But it's an interactive. Remember those interactive DVDs? You put them in your CD player, it plays music. You put them in your your DVD player, and it gives you videos and all kinds of shit.
I don't.
Wow, you guys are fucking young.
And you would think, I used to buy a lot of DVDs, and I would buy like a lot of the special edition ones that had like the extra disc with like...
I had Jerky Boys 4 that was enhanced, and Backstreet Boys.
Did you say also, Backstreet Boys?
I didn't say it loud enough. That was also enhanced as well. Like, you put it in any CD player and it just plays your music, but when you put it in a DVD player, like, it pops up all day. You can put it in your computer and sometimes it pops up like screensavers and shit.
The old CD-ROMsky.
The MBW CDs that I put out actually had bonus material if you put it in your computer.
They did. They did indeed.
We had sound bites. We had video clips. All kinds of shit.
Kevin, what's wrong? Kevin's either turning Asian or falling asleep.
Well,
it's going real squeaky.
No, this conversation got away from me.
Well, that's why I'm the tech guy, you know?
Absolutely.
Twitch.tv, it's coming soon, folks.
Coming. Soon.
Okay.
Can we talk about...
Nope.
Christopher Daniels and Stephen Emil.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty good match.
Holy shit. Jerry Lynn is the referee.
Wait, you agree with him?
Podcast. I thought that, for what it is.
Yeah.
Right, this is his third match.
Right. First ever singles match too, which I take complete into consideration.
Look, I thought it was a great match, man.
I thought it was fun.
Better or worse? Right, where do you put it on celebrity matches?
I'd say it was okay.
Are we considering Ronda Rousey a celebrity?
No.
Okay.
And I don't know much about the I know D'Angelo Williams does some stuff in TNA, and I'm sure there's other...
Pac-Man Jones?
Yeah, and didn't Bart Scott do something in TNA?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You're a Jets fan. He was with the Jets.
Doesn't mean I have to remember it.
Oh, well, you're the TNA guy.
I'd put this up there...
If I'm a TNA guy and I don't remember it, I'm going to say that, no, it didn't happen.
Okay.
But I could be dead wrong.
What was that thing the Jets had a saying?
JETS, Jets, Jets,
Jets. Never win a Super Bowl again?
Jet
no.
up.
What was it? Fuck, after they won a playoff game.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Something.
You have AIDS.
No, whatever. I don't care. Whatever.
You idiots.
I'd say it's probably, let's see. It doesn't beat LT Bam Bam.
Okay,
Bam.
That's what I was going for. I think it was pretty damn close.
I think it's fair to say that's the bar in celebrity wrestling matches. No?
Yeah, it was pretty close to that, though. I can't think of anything else that would top it. Karl Malone? But that was more of a tag affair.
That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad either. Is it fair to say this would be top five?
Sure. Top five. Main event in any arena in the country. What? Sorry.
Karl Malone. Karl Malone DDP against Hogan and Rodman.
Yeah.
Jay Leno is nowhere near.
No, I would never.
I just want to put that out there.
How about WrestleMania 1? There was no expectations for that one. They overshot everything. Mr. T did a good job.
You can put that in there, I guess, if you want.
How about the WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal with Bill Frelick and Russ?
Stop it.
I mean, those are celebrities.
And William the Refrigerator Perry.
Stop it.
Come on, dude. I love that Battle Royal.
Doesn't Melissa Menudo's get up there somewhere?
Oh, what about Snooki?
Snooki was not bad. She didn't do a lot in that match, but what she did, she made it count. When she did the fucking flippy-doo springboard elbow, I thought she was pretty good.
Is Floyd Mayweather up there?
No.
There was a lot of overbooked bullshit in that match. A lot of overbooked bullshit. Although, to Big Show's credit, he let him break his nose as part of the storyline.
He didn't let him break his nose.
No, he did. He told him. He said, punch me in the face.
Didn't mean he said, hey, break my nose.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get punched in the face by
Especially,
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd rather break your nose than your jaw, I'm sure.
Wasn't he legit, like, hot after that? Didn't he, like, you chase him through the crowd? That wasn't in the match. That was
the build-up.
That was the build-up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't watching wrestling then.
Yeah.
Does Mike Tyson count? He didn't really have a match, but
no,
he was involved.
No. But that's like asking if Muhammad Ali counted. He's been involved a bunch. He had the match with Inoki. It was the shits.
That's true.
I don't know.
Fuck, who else? I'm trying to think of, like, WrestleMania.
Though. Yeah.
Like, especially the last couple of years, because it seems like there's been, like, some kind of celebrity involvement or something. Like, Snooki.
Oh, better than Kevin Federline, John Cena?
You don't even remember that one happened?
Didn't Kevin Federline beat him?
Yes, on Raw. You really don't remember this?
No.
It was around Popo Zhao time.
Who? Seth Green had a match, too, I think.
Yes. Oh, and...
John Stewart did something, right?
Did
he call Cena a match?
Yes.
Yeah, he turned on Cena, yeah, right?
Yes, he did. And so did the guys from The Hangover. The Asian guy and one of the other guys.
Harold and Kumar?
No. Wrong Asian guy. No, it was the guy. It was one of the four dudes.
It wasn't Bradley Cooper.
Ed Helms?
Maybe it
Zach
was.
Zach Galifianakis?
Maybe it was Bradley Cooper. Okay, we got to do a little Google foo.
All right. Well, I thought this match was very. It was done well. It was. I thought it was a really good match, and I thought Stephen Amell looked good. I like Jerry Lynn being the special guest referee.
It was fun.
It was. You know, it's not going to be the main event in any country. You know, arena in any country, but it was good for what it was. I thought it was really good.
Okay. And go ahead. Keep going.
And
keep
if Stephen Amell wants to pursue professional wrestling, I mean, shit, more credit to him.
I did see that Christopher Daniels put him over huge afterwards, so, I mean, that counts for something.
And my boy John Mayer was sitting ringside.
That's right.
Which I thought was cool.
Jeremy Piven and Ken Jeong were hosting Raw back in August of 2009. Ugh. That's who it was.
Oh, from Entourage.
They made a lumberjack match between John Cena and The Miz. Was The Miz the world champion at that point?
Probably.
Because I remember Ken Jeong went all heel, and he came out. He's like, shut up, everybody. You shut up. Yes. He did that in Asian voice. That's why.
Well, that's because he's Asian.
Well, there you go. Yes. See, I do remember things. I'm smart.
All right. I'm not doubting you, but that's pretty oof.
Well,
like scraping the bottom of the barrel. With
it was
the
Jeremy
Piven, guys
so
there.
It wasn't Bradley.
All right. Fair enough. Don Callis gets a message, and he's got to talk to Kenny Omega. So he left the commentary team, and Tenille and Mandy Leone.
Well, he did it gracefully, unlike fucking Vampiro, who pretty much shit on everything AAA was doing. Did you see any of that abortion of a show?
Look, he was waiting for his music to be cued. And
dude,
there's a
16-minute video. I think Matthew might have been involved with it. It's horrendous. First of all, the wrestling wasn't great. I know I'm going off on a tangent here. The wrestling really wasn't all that great, but oof. When you're cutting gassers at ringside.
You're talking about Triple Mania?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
And he was eating, dude. He was eating and farting.
That's pretty serious if you could cut a gasser like that and have the mic pick it up.
And, dude, fucking Matt Stryker, I think he was ready to kill him. I think he would have legitimately killed Vampiro.
Right, what a professional. He worked right through it, Matt Stryker.
Oof.
Oof. We had the women's match next where Tessa, your new Impact Women's Champion. Soon tight or yawn? I thought Kevin went back like he was going to sneeze, but then it turned into a yawn.
It turned into a yawn.
Tessa defeated Madison Rayne, Britt Baker, and Chelsea Green.
I love this match.
I thought this was a great match, too.
Yeah.
The women's independent wrestling is very, very strong right now. The stuff they're doing in Impact is good. The stuff they're doing in Ring of Honor is good. To a certain extent, the stuff that they're doing in WWE, I am starting to enjoy, which most people who listen to this regularly wouldn't ever imagine that coming out of my mouth.
God damn.
Hot dog. So that was a fun match.
Hot diggity dog.
Ba 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 ba.
Tessa is fucking huge, by the way. Like, in, like, a jacked way.
Yeah.
She's a big... Compared to the other three, she was a freaking beast.
Look at that gene pool she comes from, man.
She puts the work in, too.
That's true. She does.
Follow her on the old Instagram. You can tell that she puts the work in.
Her father is Tully Blanchard, and she was raised by Magnum TA.
Yes.
They were both there, by the way, too.
How much better can you get than that?
I don't know if you can.
Two guys that fucking hated each other, worked together, beat the shit out of each other. Yeah, we got a daughter to raise, man. It's like my two dads for the wrestling world.
It is what it is, actually.
That's a good comparison, Tony. I'll give you a gold star on that one.
There you go.
I like that.
Correct! Ding!
Next up, we had Cody Rhodes defeating Nick Aldis to win the NWA World Championship. Thoughts?
Brandi Rhodes did her Aunt Jemima impression. She was flat as a fucking pancake. No?
With the lead was like... Be careful how you lead with stuff.
That was dumb. I looked at that and I was like, really? And the crowd was shitting on Nick Aldis. I'm like, she wasn't there when he jumped.
But I thought she was there when he jumped.
No, she was. That was what they were trying to get you to think, Kev.
No, but I watched it like three times and she was there. I mean, he may not have seen her, but she was there when he jumped.
But she got on top of Cody when he jumped. Like, she was there, yes. But when Nick Aldis jumped, she jumped in between.
I don't think so.
That's why they didn't show such a conclusive replay. I don't know. I could have done without that.
But I'll tell you right now, you know how I've been saying for weeks and weeks, I was like, man, I can't believe they went this direction with the two of them and how this was going to be your big match. But let me tell you something right now. And I said that Cody, and Matt, you agreed with me, that Cody needed to win this belt. I'm telling you right now, that felt like a world title match anywhere in the world. Like,
absolutely.
That felt like you believed that meant something, and that it immediately
immediately, they built the hype amazingly. Amazingly.
And immediately raised the stock. And I felt like I was watching something truly, truly like a WWE WrestleMania main event.
Go ahead. Daivari and DDP getting involved too? Like, really? But why?
Why not? They're there.
And Dave Hebner couldn't fuck. Or was it Earl or Dave?
It was Earl.
Earl. Can't even fucking talk, dude. He's like, this is.
Yeah, when they were doing the intros, I didn't notice that.
By the way, that was.
I've known you two a long time.
Justin Roberts?
Yes.
Good on him, man. Good on him. He fucking killed it for the whole show. That was just an aside.
Well, it wasn't. It was him and Bobby Cruz.
Bobby Cruz.
Split it.
Yeah, but still, Justin Roberts. It was nice to see him back.
Yeah,
you
haven't seen him
again.
Do much in wrestling since exactly.
No,
WWE.
I mean, no disrespect to Bobby Cruz, of course, but, you know, but to have Justin Roberts come back, aces in my book.
I loved everything about this match. I loved everything about the finish. I loved everything about that happened after.
You know what? The finishing sequence, I got to say it.
Oh, boy.
Things kind of died until that, you know, like the sit out on the sunset flip. It got a little quiet there for a minute, and then the pin just felt like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, if you go back through the annals and you look at all the NWA, like when
okay, fair
like
enough.
Some of the, like a suplex, like isn't that how like Dusty won the title the first time?
Didn't Ric Flair hit a crossbody on
Harley Race?
Yes, and Harley Race was trying to like struggle to kick out and he couldn't do it.
Yeah, like so, like look in the grand scheme of things, like and these people, this crowd, I mean. You're asking a crowd to be hot for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours? I mean, look, I agree with Kevin 100%. This match had a big fight feel to it. Aldis was a heat magnet. Holy shit.
He's talented, man.
I'm going to apologize right now, man. Aldis is a fucking star.
I don't disagree with you at all.
I never thought that until like I watched that. His entrance, and maybe it was the show that he was on. Maybe it was, dude, that dude is legit.
Were you surprised to see Jeff Jarrett there with him?
No. I mean, no.
Because there's history between the two of them.
Okay, see that? I read on PW, like, there was like criticism of Jeff Jarrett being there. I don't know of any reason why there would be. Is there?
Because
wasn't he the Global Force champ for a while?
He was, and then Jarrett asked him to drop the title to Alberto Del Rio.
And
he did, and I guess there was a little bit of dissension between the two of them.
Okay.
To build this up or
no?
That was,
no. Okay. This was way back then.
But why would people criticize Jeff Jarrett being there?
Because they're all a bunch of fucking.
I thought it was something maybe Jeff Jarrett did. Like maybe Jeff Jarrett suing because he's suing Impact.
I mean, he is suing Impact. I think it has to do with if you go back to when Impact started TNA. I mean, they had the NWA World Championship, and maybe there's a pocket of fans who feel like he didn't do it any justice.
To
elevate it. I don't know the exact. So I read a little blurb on Facebook today from one of the wrestling news sites I followed where there was Aldis had to explain that.
Yeah, there was,
he forgave Jarrett and he believes everyone deserves a second chance, and that's why he had Jeff Jarrett with him. And one of them was suing the other. I mean, I don't know exactly. I'll tell you what, though.
I didn't realize all that was going down.
I didn't either. But you want to talk about building this the right way? You had Tim Storm, who.
A lot of people don't know Tim Storm
from Jack,
yeah.
But they built him up, and they made him out to be a big deal, which is what you need to do, because then when Nick Aldis beats him, now Nick Aldis beats somebody, and now they built up Nick Aldis as a big deal, and Cody comes in and beats him. That's how you build a championship, and that's how you build a storyline around a championship.
Now the NWA championship, now that Cody has it, is going to be. They probably could have done it with Aldis too, but now he can go to Japan and that could be a main event.
Of course.
In front of 40,000 people.
You'll start seeing that defended in New Japan again all the time. Absolutely.
And you have to remember who is behind the NWA now.
Billy Corgan. Dude, and I had it out with some of these people in these fucking groups.
Fucking marks.
Like these, the one group. I'm not going to shit on them because I like the guys that run it, but the mid-card mess or the mid-card madness, whatever the fuck it is. People come in and was like, and were like saying that, let's all settle down here. Cody Rhodes booked himself to win the NWA Championship on his own show, and I'm thinking to myself, are you fucking stupid? You don't think Billy Corgan wanted Cody Rhodes to be the NWA champion? You don't think Nick Aldis gets that the best thing for that belt is to have Cody Rhodes have it? these fucking idiot. And there was something else that I got hot at too. Oh, it was like someone put a. All right, so all those people who predicted that this one night would change the business forever, do you guys still think that? With the little stupid emojis thinking face. And so as I responded, I'm like, you mean the event that just happened 48 hours ago? You know what I mean? The event that just happened 48 hours ago, did that event change the business forever? Fucking Christ, people. How the fuck are we supposed to determine that yet? Will it? Probably not. But
I think it had a huge... Huge!
I think people that undersell it are dopes.
Well, people, we are in the society where it's easy to shit on things. Well,
of course.
You know, while you're sitting in your basement eating fucking Cheetos and playing fucking Fortnite all day as a 30-something-year-old person, it's easy for you to shit on Cody and the Young Bucks for putting together an amazing event their own dime.
We don't know anybody who's in their 30s who sits in their basement playing Fortnite eating Cheetos, do we? I don't think so.
I don't play Fortnite.
I don't know anyone that plays Fortnite.
And you're in your 40s.
So to go back to this Nick Aldis thing, Jarrett and Aldis had a falling out as its concerns. Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling. Aldis opted not to sign a new contract with the promotion in 2017 as Jarrett was asking for
10... promotion?
Jarrett was asking for 10% of all money GFW talent earned on the indie
scene.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot about that.
So Jarrett was looking for similar deals from Impact Wrestling talents when he was briefly in charge of the company last year. Aldis agreed to lose the GFW World Championship to Alberto Patron last summer. He wrestled in one match for the promotion and then left. Jarrett would eventually lose his position with Impact Wrestling and since filed a lawsuit against the company. So long story short, Aldis just said, you know, everyone deserves a second chance, and that's why Jeff Jarrett was there with him.
Yes.
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 I forgot about that. I do remember Jeff doing the whole 10% thing. But at the time, I was like, well, I thought they were friends.
He's got to make money to pay off those gold pyramids he was selling, Kev.
I can't forget about them gold pyramids. Awesome, though. Dustin Duck, Cody Rhodes, NWA World Heavyweight Champion. You know, Billy Corgan behind the NWA. What they've done with Tim Storm and Nick Aldis trying to elevate the NWA Championship to the prestige it deserves. I don't think it'll ever get to the level that it was when.
Never say never, Matt. Never say never.
I don't know, man. Ric Flair was. I think it'd be great for professional wrestling. It's just in this day and age where, you know, a majority of the wrestling fans that are out there can't see the forest through the trees.
For the trees.
What?
See the forest for the trees. Not
through the trees. No, through the trees.
It is.
See the forest through the trees.
The forest is the bigger picture.
Yes.
The trees are what's blocking you from seeing the whole forest.
I butcher this shit, too, but I'm pretty sure I got that
you
one
You can't
right.
see the forest through the trees, 100%.
See the forest for the trees.
What are you talking about? It's through the trees.
All right.
See the forest for the trees.
Yes. All right. There's an alternate form. See the wood for the trees. See the forest but for the trees. See the forest through the trees. See the trees through the forest. Very rare.
I said see the forest.
People can't see the forest through the trees is what I've always heard. Never heard of this for business.
That's how it is. That's how it's listed. That's the official listing.
Whatever. Okay.
It's not saying you're wrong. It's just an alternate version of what I said.
Okay.
All right.
But they can't see
this. Oh, all right. So you can't appreciate. Hold on. You can't appreciate. Wait, what? Say your version of it again.
See the forest for the trees.
Yeah, so you can't appreciate the bigger picture for what the pieces put together. I like that.
Sure.
I like that.
I think it's huge for professional wrestling in the NWA.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Back to all.
Hangman Page
defeats Joey Janela.
This match, I actually, honestly, I was literally pressed for time with my flight and all that stuff, so I had to fast forward.
Oh, I watched this.
A little bit through. I saw the ending, but I didn't see the finish, so I apologize to Joey Janela for this. I will watch it though.
He gave him.
I heard he looked like he got pretty fucking banged up, but he was okay.
What does he call his finisher?
The rite of passage.
He gave that to Janela off a ladder through a table in the ring. It was fucking rough looking.
Was that the finish?
Yeah. But there was one spot where Janela Peace set up two tables on the ramp, and Hangman Page got the advantage on Janela, and he went to powerbomb him, but he probably would have been better with like a razor's edge because he could have at least tossed him. But this powerbomb position, it was just like he just kind of fucking let him go. And I was like, oh, man, he dropped him, dude. He literally like didn't push him. He just fucking...
Well,
I thought Janela
died, like a Kevin Nash,
dude.
Like drop. Like, you pick him up
like,
and just like...
He had him up, but he was kind of like supposed to push off and like launch him a bit, and Janela just wound up going sideways, and I was just like, ooh, yikes.
Mama.
It was. I tell you what, though, Penelope Ford, with the fucking the shit that she did for the interference, she had a nice little sequence of moves that she put together with the dive to the outside and putting them on the table and shit.
Oh, nice.
Props to her, man. She's talented as fuck.
They both are. All three of them are, but, I mean, our pal Joey and Penelope, who I think I've met a couple times, but not really. They're all fucking talented. And you got Hangman Page, who's one of the up-and-coming stars in the world right now.
And then after the match, we got the parade of penises.
Dude, I popped so hard. It was like, the only thing that bothered me is, and I don't know if they couldn't use it, is that they didn't play Who Likes Pina Coladas. I thought that would have been, no, because that's his song on the indies.
Yeah.
Like, Who Likes Pina Coladas? That would have been perfect. But the fact, I loved that part.
Kevin loved the part with the penises, Matt.
Well,
you got to,
of course.
Dude, so did 10,451 people, dick.
Yeah, dick.
You all like dicks.
So, for those who maybe aren't familiar with the story,
he killed him.
In being the elite, Adam Page killed Joey Ryan. So, you haven't seen Joey Ryan in any of the Being Elites or on any shows with Adam Page. So, even in the match, Penelope Ford has the garbage bag, and it opens up, and it's the boots. And during the all-in weigh-ins and press conference, Adam Page admitted to murdering Joey Ryan against his lawyer's
discretion or advice, if you will.
So that's like the thing. That's the story there.
And this all.
Can
this?
I tell you how many times I butchered his entrance at WrestlePro?
Really?
I butchered his. His spots. I had to apologize. I never told you the story how I had to apologize to him afterwards.
Joey Ryan?
Yeah.
No.
There was a. Cody Rhodes was involved too. I think it was Orlando. I think I did it once at Starland and once in Orlando.
Terrible.
Because in those two positions, I'm not in the back. I'm by myself with no one around. So you do this. You have to play his music during, it's a triple down, which means three guys are down after a Spanish fly or something. And at the time, I didn't really know what a Spanish fly was. But it was like, I thought it was just, all it said was triple down, play his music. So I saw three people down, that's a triple down. So I played his music, he comes out, Cody, I get the biggest death stare from Cody right in my face. So they chase me to the back, I stop the music, one of the referees and... one of the other workers ran out to me. He's like, dude, that wasn't the spot. And so they stayed with me until it was actually the correct spot. Then I played it again. Then he comes back out. So as soon as the show's over.
This is such a great story.
I rush to the back. I try to find Joey Ryan as soon as fucking possible. I try to find Cody as soon as fucking possible. Because Brandy, it was like a knockout with Brandy and stuff like that. It was a whole bunch. I forget exactly what it was. And I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry I screwed that spot up. He's like, dude, you know what? To be honest with you, me coming out and then running away. Because this is when he would go and, make out with, Brandy while Cody, So it's like, it actually kind of worked out better. So I was like, fuck, thank God.
Did you get to apologize to Cody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cody, Brandy.
Did he smack you?
No. That's the second time I almost butchered a Cody. I almost butchered All In.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
I almost butchered All In without that. I didn't have their Brandy and Flips co-music. We never had it.
That's right.
Fucking awesome.
So we had to go on our phones, and the Wyatts were there, so we had to finally do it. And then I went up to MJF and Brandy and Flip, and I'm like, dude, glad we got that worked out. I'm sorry. And then MJF goes to me, he's like, yeah, man, it's good that you did. I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, because if that didn't work, Cody would have fucking killed you.
Cody's a dick.
But it wouldn't have been me. It would have been, he would have been upset with WrestlePro because he doesn't know me from anybody.
Wow.
That was probably the worst encounter I've ever had with a wrestler. It was when we were at Legends last time and our fucking room had no hot water.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the entire hotel had no hot water.
Drinking the... That's bullshit, because everyone looked like they took fucking nice hot showers. I'll tell you that right now. Because when I saw fucking Cody and Brandy, and I got in the elevator with them, they looked fucking bright as daisies, and I looked like a fucking sack of shit
Well, they probably have so much fucking other shit that they can doll themselves up with.
Doll themselves up? I just wanted some hot fucking water.
I took a cold shower. I didn't have a problem.
Hello to, I couldn't stand there in the cold shower. I hate the cold. I said hi to him, and it was... He just looked disgusted at me.
But no, he was...
Fat body. I probably still stunk like booze because I couldn't fucking shower. Terrible.
But not, when I, like, Cody was super cool. So.
Yeah, no, he was fine to me. He said hello and he shook my hand and I introduced
myself.
Ew,
he touched you? Gross.
Even when I met him at that magic show and at the magic show. He pulled, yeah. pulled a rabbit
was,
out.
Was he advertised in ta-da? No, no boo for that one.
No, it was good. I like that one.
All right, cool. Bye. So, yeah, Joey Ryan comes out. The penis costumes, he raises from the dead. Adam Page is horrified to see him. And then he fucking does the lollipop gimmick, the dick gimmick. And then the penises carry him out like an Undertaker Druids thing.
Perfect.
Just fucking awesome.
Do you find this is a little fucking stupid right after you had a major title change for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship?
Nope, I think it was the perfect spot for it.
A parade of dicks taking Adam Page off exit stage left.
Thought it was perfect.
I thought it was great. You gotta have your highs and your lows.
All right, look, it was great.
Or your different
sure,
kind of
but,
highs. Yeah. I thought the crowd loved it. They ate it up.
You gotta realize that, yeah, the crowd, you're catering to them. Now, all those people, like, I don't watch Being the Elite, and I guess I should be. It's only like 12 minutes long a week.
Can we, I just want to stop and talk about how this, like, this whole pay-per-view was done on a YouTube show, basically, essentially. That's unprecedented. That, like, everything that led up to this show was done on a YouTube show run by the Elite, which it wasn't done on national television, wasn't done, you know, I mean, I'm sure they plugged it on Ring of Honor, I'm sure they did some stuff with New Japan, but 10,451 people in an arena based on a YouTube show. That's ridiculous.
Are you looking at something, or did you know that number? Because that's very impressive.
I was watching it.
That's Kevin's new 90.
Okay, no, that was very impressive. He was like, he knew it.
That's his new.
They announced it a lot.
Yeah.
That's his new 93,173.
Okay.
That's
all right.
What it is.
So,
how about WrestleMania 6?
67,678. Yeah, I don't fucking know that.
Wow. That's impressive, too, that you know.
Because those were the big ones, dude. They pounded them into your heads. There's other ones. There was like one of them recently had 101,000 they were claiming.
But... I'm probably wrong with the exact number, by the way. But
no, I think that sounds right.
That's what they
10,461.
I started watching it late last night because I couldn't log on because, and I'm not Matt. Matt gave me his login information.
Would you say 10,411?
No, 10,451.
Oh, this says 10,411.
Oh, Kevin was wrong.
I mean, Wikipedia, so it could be wrong.
They kept saying 10,451.
Okay.
Well, I believe him.
Unless I'm wrong.
Jesus.
But I started watching last night in my hotel in Chicago.
Great.
At like 3, fell asleep. So I was literally up against the clock before we did the show to finish the show.
So. What did you, the next match, Ring of Honor World Champion, the Black Machismo, Jay Lethal, defeated Flip Gordon.
So perfect.
It was fucking. It was good. Yeah,
it was good.
You didn't watch? Did you watch it?
Leap and Lanny was there. Of course,
Leap
I was there,
Lanny.
Dude.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, that's right. Well,
I was there in the fifth.
Maybe
row.
You went. Maybe,
I saw the whole thing.
Maybe you went to get a soda or a beer.
No, and Miss Black Machismo? Hell no! I watched that from bell to bell, son.
I thought it was fucking awesome. The fucking,
wasn't it
the
great?
Way, the way they played off. What are you doing?
He's having a.
I don't think he got. I don't.
He didn't watch it.
I was all in. What are you talking about? I was there. We
he
sat
was
next
all
to
in.
Each other.
I think he watched up until the Joey Ryan thing.
Well, I was enamored with all the penises, but I trudged on.
Fair enough. The whole like how they played up like Hogan and Savage.
Oh yeah.
And like all fucking Jay Lethal is such a talented dude, and having fucking Flip come out with Brandy, and then
did you hear him announce?
Yes.
How he got his start. How Jay Lethal got... They mentioned the contest
yes,
at Jersey
the
All
contest,
Pro,
yes.
That me and Matt were
he
also
defeated
in.
Luminary, such as Shining Wizards Kevin and Shining Wizards Matt.
Listen, I got pulled aside after that contest and was told by Dan Moth himself...
Never show up again.
That's right. Only at the barbecues at the Big Deal Craig Steele's house, but never in a ring. No, I... Oh, I damn it. I could have been a good wrestler.
I love how he was jumping outside the ring like Savage and grabbing Brandi.
Brandi like she was Liz.
Who was in Flip's corner and pulling her around to his side. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. And then when she slapped him and he like switched back, because you saw him walking through the back before the show, and then like Poffo like hits him. And he goes, like, ooh, he gets the...
I never even put two and two and together then, that was
Poffo. Poffo gives him the glasses, and he's like, ooh, yeah, with the tongue. Fucking awesome. Just, Jay Lethal's so fucking good at what he does.
Dude, but how awesome was it to see fucking Poffo? I didn't put two and two together that Poffo was the one that did that.
And he had the fucking Frisbees?
That's the great thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, don't throw one to Tony.
It gave Lanny Poffo my fucking purple thumb. That was a good one. I gotta give it to him. God damn it.
Oh, that's what was a good one, Kevin. Holy shit.
Fuck.
I was waiting for that.
Oh, fucking awesome. Awesome. Fucking Flip Gordon kicked out, like Hogan.
The four elbow drops.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. It was such a fun.
Wasn't it Warrior that kicked out of four elbow drops? Just saying.
Well, they did say in the commentary they were like a warrior. And then they went to oh, maybe it's something immortal inside him.
That's funny. That's good.
Just such a fun match.
It's nice to see Lanny with a smile on his face doing something.
And then he gets involved. And then after the match,
post-match with Bully Ray again.
And then Joey Ryan comes out and they both start sucking.
No, Colt Cabana, Flip Gordon, and Jay Lethal gave Bully Ray the Shield powerbomb through a table.
Bannon.
Out.
Bannon.
Cody.
Kevin.
I was expecting Cody to make the save, to be honest with you. Just because, I mean, maybe I'm not up to date with the
storylines. NWA World Champion never runs back out.
But it's beneath maybe me. Just to tie a bow on the flip. Again, I don't know where the storyline is. So maybe to tie a bow on the Flip Brandi Cody thing. Maybe Cody does the old handshake gimmick with Flip. But Colt, you know, Chicago, whatever, it's fine. But did they not boo him? Or were they doing the Roman Reigns, like, ooh
That's what
thing?
It was.
I think they were doing the ooh thing.
Because I guess Colt did do the, okay.
Which proves Roman Reigns is over with the all-in crowd. Just saying. You guys shit on him every week while I support him.
Who shits on Roman Reigns?
You guys do all the time.
I don't shit on Roman Reigns.
Yes, you do, Kevin. You go, this guy's a piece of shit. Why are they pushing him for 17 years? It's ridiculous.
What?
That's what Kevin says every week. You don't listen?
What podcast are you listening to?
The Shining Wizards, available on TuneIn, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and of course, RantDMRadio.com, where you're listening live right now on Labor Day weekend, laboring for the man.
Probably not.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, if you're listening, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
if you're listening
please.
Live, thank you. If you're listening in general, thank you as well.
Yes.
Next, we had Kenny Omega defeat Penta El Zero.
Just say Pentagon.
Pentagon.
Zero.
Zero Fear.
Zero M.
Sierra Miedo.
Yes.
In an awesome match. But I think everyone was talking about the aftermath.
Everyone was talking about the aftermath.
When the lights went out and then it came back on.
Wasn't that a song by Fozzy, The Lights Go Out?
Yes.
Aha! Irony! Nothing?
Well, no, it's not really ironic.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is.
Lights go out.
Oh, wow, I can't even spell lights go out. Five?
Oof.
There we go.
It's five. Five?
Five below.
Oh, an advertisement for Grammarly. What
Come on, man.
Grammarly?
Don't fucking break down the fourth wall.
Oh, I'm just watching TV. I'm not paying attention to what you're doing.
Even only Jericho only breaks down one wall.
That's Oof. It.
That's right.
Fucking lights come back on. Codebreaker. The mask comes off. Fucking Chris Jericho.
I'll see you on the Jericho Cruise.
So did they play it off like Jericho lost the match or?
No.
No.
Pentagon lost.
Oh, obviously.
The lights went out. He's milking the arm injury. The lights come back on. Pentagon charges at Kenny Omega. Hits a code breaker.
Hits another.
Mask comes off.
It's two code breakers.
Awesome match and a fucking amazing post-match angle.
So now Jericho's getting a crack at the IWGP Championship, I guess.
And they're doing something on the Jericho Cruise.
Ooh, get your tickets.
And Tanahashi won the G1, so he gets a crack at the IWGP Championship at Wrestle Kingdom.
Ooh.
And then Jericho got on a fucking plane and flew to Arkansas and did a concert.
Good for him.
That's fucking awesome.
Yes. I'm being serious.
All right. I don't know.
You looked at me like I was being a dick.
Well, you are being a dick.
Well, sometimes, but.
Okada defeated Marty Scurll. And another Great match.
And I heard Marty Scurll's in the shithouse for that.
You hear that?
No.
Yeah, word
is
that.
The reason why he didn't come out after the post show is that they went long. Kenny Omega and
Penta?
And Penta went long. Cody and Nick actually cut their match, but that was before, so they did that preemptively, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that, because I know the show, like, abruptly.
Yeah.
Abruptly.
The six-man had, they cut, they're all everyone in the six-man was supposed to have separate entrances. They cut that. And they went short, too. They literally went seconds as soon as the pinfall. Like, you... Ian couldn't even stop talking before the
feet cut out, right? Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
So the reason they were... Did you watch the post-match celebration?
I didn't.
So, you know, Cody, the Bucks, Paige, Brody, the whole family comes out. And Marty, they call out everyone. They call out Marty. They call out Paige. They do that. Paige comes out. Marty doesn't. And because he got all the heat for the match going super long.
Oh, I didn't hear about
that. So he didn't want to go out. That's what I read on PW Insider.
Okay.
So, which sucks because I don't think it'll hurt him in long term because they were still able, and I think they got an extra minute from their cable provider or DirecTV or whoever it is. They got an extra minute time. Otherwise, it would have been cut. Did you notice the finish at the end where before the Young Bucks did, what do they call that move? The
Meltzer driver? More bang for your buck.
Right before that, they did the triple moonsaults, you know, and I thought that was going to be it. But then, it didn't look like there was a kick out, but Bandido got to him, but no one kicked out. So I think they were like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then they did the Meltzer drive. Unless that was planned.
No.
It just looked like that wasn't supposed to be broken up after the moonsaults.
Yeah, because I know they said they ran out of time. I just didn't know that the heat was now on Marty.
Yeah. But I mean, Penta and
Omega.
Omega went long too, from what I understand.
Wow. How are you gonna get mad at Omega?
You can't. The heat's not gonna fall on them.
These fucking indie guys going overtime all the time.
See if I can pull up the article.
How dare you?
Well, all right. Look, let's harken back to the first time we went to see PWS under new ownership.
All right,
it happens, dude. First night jitters, mistakes.
All right, but this is
shows run long.
When it was 12:30 and we didn't get to our main event yet, remember that time?
I do. All I want to see was fucking Sammy Callahan and Colt Cabana. I had to sit through fucking awful.
Sammy almost got shot recently, too.
Oh, yeah, in AAW.
Yes.
Oh, God. Forgot about that.
Yep. That happened this weekend, right?
Yes, it did.
He went up to the stage and started fucking with their chairs?
Yeah. The drum riser and the fucking promoter was not happy. Or the building
owner. No, building manager.
Building manager was not happy. And from the report I read yesterday, Sammy thought it was all a work.
Yes.
Yeah, so he would like, you'd push.
So he was, he was like a dick to the guy. And the guy was like, I have a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fucking shoot you. So that's pretty wild.
Oops.
Fuck it. But an unbelievable all-in show. And, I mean, the wrestling community was abuzz. People are super happy with everything that happened. And shit, who knows what the next step is?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, if this, I don't think it is, but if this is all there was, it made a shockwave throughout the business. Like, but like, what would you think? Then what would you say? Like, I don't know at all. What would the next step be if they wanted to keep this going?
I mean, all in two,
run another one.
Yeah.
Like, but what is their main goal in this? Is it to get TV? Like, legit? Like,
I don't know. I think it's
the goal was just to prove they could do it, right?
Yeah, that's what it started out as. But, I mean, now, I mean, shit. 10,000 tickets sold in a half an hour, so, I mean.
You're not going to do that every time.
No, you're not. But, I mean.
Ring of Honor's got WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, you got this sold out very quickly. Ring of Honor New Japan Super Show sold out at the Garden very quickly. I mean, independent wrestling is super strong, and with someone like Cody and the Bucks behind it, like. Maybe they're gonna offer an alternative that's not the WWE. Maybe they're going in a new direction for professional wrestling where they can do stuff like build your storylines through being the elite and have it be a big payoff. Like, now the Joey Ryan, Adam Page thing, that story continues now. Like a bunch of dicks carried fucking Adam Page off to where? Who knows where?
Where would a group of dicks take someone?
I don't know. Dickatorium?
Bachelorette party.
There you go. Fucking A, man.
Just saying.
He talks to Boots, and he got taken away by a gaggle of dicks.
I just, like, I remember we had this conversation, like, months ago about how, what if there's some, like, billionaire wrestling fan just sitting on his butt, just waiting for something to do with his money? Would he invest in them and try to get them on, like, a major fucking network?
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
He pulled it. You pulled the clip. That's fucking awesome.
What was that from?
That was from Something to Wrestle. A fan, you know, at the end of the show.
Yeah, but I didn't ask him.
No, somebody named Kevin did.
Play that again. He asked me to pull it yesterday, and I've just been waiting for you to ask a good question.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
I want that to be like my text message. Like every time I got a text from one of you guys.
Your question was not stupid, but I was waiting for the chance to pop him with that.
That was great.
You guys look like you were scheming something.
I was just making eye contact before he started jumping in.
I read it.
Well, because he didn't know I had it. He asked me to pull it, but I never told him I pulled it. So I was looking at him to make sure he didn't ask, because usually when I give him an eye, he gets quiet, like I'm gonna, like I got a gem coming.
What episode is that from?
Last SmackDown episode.
Yes.
The first. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, it's like all the way at the end. Like I was driving and I heard it, and I was like, that's a perfect fucking drop for our show. Because even like Conrad's not in it, like,
but he's barely in it at the beginning.
You gotta wait till we have a guest on, and I stumble over a question.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Brilliant, fucking brilliant.
That was all you, man.
What was the? Do you remember what the question was?
It was. Oh God. You know what? I might have if I have it in context. Actually, if you give me a chance to edit it, I might be able to pull it out a little bit. No, I don't. I have it pretty tight.
I forgot what the question was.
If anyone is listening live and listens to the Pritchard podcast, please let us know.
Oh, fuck. I have it, but if I play it, nobody's going to be able to hear it, just us.
That's fine.
And that's going to be the problem.
I just want to know what the question was.
All right, so give me a second. You guys talk amongst yourselves. So what are we talking about? A money guy who comes in to challenge the WWE, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, the obvious answer is Ted Turner. Not the obvious answer, but the obvious person would be.
But is TV really like the
ad revenue?
Is that like the answer, though?
Ad revenue.
Like they
TV
essentially
rights.
They built this whole pay per view off of, you said it before, being the elite,
right?
And with all the streaming services and people are just they are.
Well, all right, so there you go. Say like Amazon Prime or Netflix or Hulu wants to come in and like pay these guys. Like, they're starting to do with professional sports. Like, there's certain baseball games that you can only watch on Facebook.
Ugh, don't get me started on that.
Oh, it was a Mets game, wasn't it? It was a Mets.
They did it all year. It's the fucking worst thing in the world because it's not. I tried to watch it on Facebook. It's so impossible to access the game. Like, the link doesn't work. It was fucking very frustrating.
Really?
Yeah. And then
it was a Mets away game, though, wasn't it?
They did it. The first game of the year was at home, and Syndergaard was on the mound, too. And like they don't like there's like I forget they don't have like the regular announcers and they're reading the fucking Facebook comments. It's real fucking cheese
stick. Gross.
It's bad for baseball. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking diehard baseball fan. Like,
dude, that's gross. I didn't know they were going that far.
Yeah,
with it.
It was. I couldn't even.
I just assumed it would be like Howie Rose or like Keith Hernandez or
none of them. None of them were involved. It was like some broad and I want to say like. What? It was some broad and maybe like, sorry, I didn't mean to get you with your mouth full of tea. And maybe like someone from the MLB network. Maybe
was
like
it Alexa Dack?
Like a Cliff Floyd or something. It wasn't Rosenberg's wife. I don't know who it was. It's just a terrible, just you got to think like everybody's not with like, it's something like professional baseball or like football. Maybe baseball is probably the best thing. Like. Old people, they don't have fucking Facebook, a lot of old people. Like 60, 70-year-old retired people who, like, a Thursday afternoon game is, like, great.
They baseball can take their fucking, is what they live for.
Yeah, they can take their 11 o'clock nap and then wake up and there's a baseball game on, and then they don't have to, you know, worry about not waking up and the Grim Reaper taking their soul at right. fucking Oof. 11 o'clock when they go to sleep after the Mets get their dicks kicked in.
86 now they years can, of age.
They could deal with it at 4 o'clock when the Mets get their dicks kicked in. But now they couldn't watch that fucking game.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have stupid Facebook.
Terrible.
But I think the NFL does it too. With NFL does certain games on Twitter and Amazon, and
because they're fucking stupid.
I don't mind that because it's easy. It's like I tried to watch on Facebook. It was like click the link, and I clicked the link, and then it was just like a picture of the baseball logo and like comments, and I couldn't hear or see the game, and I was like, that's stupid. I've done it on the truck though, where there's like the game from England, and I just click the Yahoo thing, and the game comes up, and it pops up, and it's crystal clear, and it's Gus Johnson and somebody else, and I was like, this is fucking brilliant.
Hello.
So say like Amazon Prime does come along and offer fucking, you know, I don't know, maybe Sinclair. I guess that's who it would be, right? I mean, I don't know if all in, I don't know how Cody and them financed. I don't know how it was financed. I mean, you have to think it was, I mean, story is that they put it up themselves.
Right.
But obviously Sinclair was involved. New Japan was involved. All these, I'm sure.
Sure,
Anthem
but if
was
they
involved.
Put up their money, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know the details. Are you going to play this clip for?
Yeah,
Kevin?
I got it. It's on my phone because if I play it on there, nobody's going to hear it.
It wasn't. Oh, we like Michael more than.
Are you shitting on a listener right now?
Wait, here
different.
We go. Here we go. Sorry.
Kevin, sorry, guys.
Now, how did UPN of all networks get a property like this? Did Viacom just not give a shit anymore?
The hell does that mean?
I don't know. Russ wants
to know. That's a stupid fucking question, Kevin.
That is a pretty fucking dumb question.
Did Viacom not give a shit anymore?
Did Viacom not want the highest rated product on USA Network on their on-air station? Did they not want that?
No, of course not.
Fucking Kevin, I don't know who the fuck you are, but if you're a listener of this show... It was a stupid question.
Stupid question, Kevin.
It's all right. Shiny Wizards, home of stupid questions. We welcome everyone.
Waka waka. Can I do some plugs?
Yes. Right,
you want to do plugs?
Because I'm pretty sure we've covered all of All In, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure we get these plugs out of the way for those that support
got
us.
Got some plug music?
Or you I
got
plug
I got
music.
Plug music.
You got
right
plug
here.
Music.
Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron. If you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at Zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Bryant Thompson at gauntletcreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
We're going to start with our friends over at WrestlePro, WrestlePROonline.com. Follow them on Twitter at WrestlePro, Friday, September 7th at the Rahway Rec Center, 275 East Milton Avenue, Rahway, New Jersey. 6 o'clock signing, 8 o'clock bell time. The Gold Rush Rumble takes place. Danny Moff takes on PCO. MJF is in the house. He's taking on Teddy Hart. Katarina Lee takes on Santana Garrett. LAX, the Heavenly Bodies, the Breakfast Club, Team España, and much more. Go to WrestlePROonline.com for your tickets. Don't miss out. Don't be a fool. If you do, you're a fool.
Fool!
Creative Pro Wrestling Kevin. At Creative Pro on Twitter, creativeprowrestling.com. All About Us, September 15th at the Sports Arena, 1620 Middle Country Road, St. James, New York. Dog Collar Match, Bear Bronson defends the Creative Pro Championship against Johnny Clash. Plus, Cliff Marshall takes on Jesse Hurst. Chris Statlander takes on Tennille Dashwood. Fuck me. And Alex Reynolds takes on Gangrel. Plus, much more. Go to creativeprowrestling.com for your tickets and information. Smash Wrestling at Smash Wrestling on Twitter. Smash-wrestling.com is your website. London Vacation, September 23rd at the London Music Hall, London, Canada. Halal Beefcake takes on Dylan Andrews and his trusty sidekick. Plus, PCO, Tarek, Scotty O'Shea, Kevin Blackwood, Tyson Dukes, and more. Smash-wrestling.com. Standalone Wrestling at Saw Pro Wrestling on Twitter, standalonewrestling.com for all their latest news and information. I think they have a show coming up in November, but I'll get back to you on that. House of Glory Wrestling at HOG Wrestling on the Twitter. HOGWrestling.net is your website. Extreme Warfare takes place October 5th at the New York City Arena, 9112 144 Place, Jamaica, New York. Sammy Callahan takes on Bully Ray. Pro Wrestling Magic at Wrestling Magic on Twitter. WrestlingIsMagic.com. Not for the innocent. September 15th, the Knights of Columbus in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. MV Young, Casanova Valentine, the Southern Psycho, Mance Warner, plus Josh Briggs challenges Adam Payne for the PWM Dark Arts Championship. Go to WrestlingIsMagic.com for your tickets and information. Battle Club Pro, X Battle Club Pro on the Twitter machine. BattleClubPro.com is your website. 2-year anniversary show, October 20th, Trial by Combat at the Knights of Columbus in Richfield Park, New Jersey. Brody King in the house, Jimmy Havoc in the house, and many more. Go to BattleClubPro.com. I know they did announce matches, but I haven't had a chance to look that up because this has been a very busy week. I will have the proper plugs next week for Battle Club Pro with the matches they announced. Capital Wrestling at Capital Wrestling on Twitter, CapitalWrestling.com. They just had their big show, September 1st. At the White Eagle Hall. The Colossal Confrontation is available now on Twitch TV. If you just look for Capital Wrestling, you can check that out. Wrestling Has a Tomorrow at What's Tomorrow on Twitter.
What?
WrestlingHasATomorrow.com. What 7 takes place Sunday, September 23rd at the FET Music Hall in Providence, Rhode Island. Sanchez takes on Kenny Broadway. Casey Navarro takes on Sammy Callahan. Plus Private Party, JT Dunn, Killanova, and Matt Cross. WrestlingHasATomorrow.com. Limitless Wrestling at LW Main, LimitlessWrestling.com. Pretenders Beware, September 21st in Westbrook, Maine. JT Dunn takes on Ace Romero. Brian Cage takes on Chris Dickinson. Plus, Colt Cabana, Josh Briggs, Kevin Blackwood. Brandon Kirk and more.
And many more.
Go to LimitlessWrestling.com. The Wrestling Revolver, PW Revolver, ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Tales from the Ring, October 20th at the Val Air Ballroom in West Des Moines. Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes.
West Des Moines, Iowa. PCO takes on Walter, Ace Romero in the house, Jimmy Jacobs and JT Dunn, David Starr, Trey Miguel, Rich Swann, OVE, and many more. ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Combat Zone Wrestling, CZWrestling.com, at Combat Zone on the Twitter. They give you Down with the Sickness September 8th at the Colossal Sports Academy, featuring the Krish Cash Memorial Battle Royal and the rep takes on Blackout. We want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the CZW faithful, Nate Hatred, who was a professional wrestler, lost his life this weekend in a car accident. I know they're working on a GoFundMe, and I'll pull that up after we do the plugs. But thoughts and prayers to the CZW faithful. I know Nate Hatred was a big part of the CZW hardcore scene, so we'll get that information for you when we're done with the plugs if you're looking to donate and help out. Innovate Pro, at Innovate Pro _ on Twitter. It only takes three, Sunday, October 21st, in the Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Bell time's at 2 o'clock, so this is a good afternoon adventure for yourself. The first round of the tag team tournament already announced. The Heavenly Bodies take on Domesticated Violence. Nick Gage takes on JT Dunn, Matt Tremont's debut, and much more. Now You Create Wrestling, NYC Wrestling on the Twitter, facebook.com/NYC Wrestling. As soon as they have some information on their next event, we will get that to you. The XWA, at the official XWA on Twitter, XWA, the official XWA, excuse me, .com is the website. Fallout, September 22nd, 3 Bridal Avenue, West Warwick, Rhode Island. Matt Cross takes on Brian Cage and JT Dunn as JT defends his title in a three-way dance. Plus, Ace Austin takes on Darby Allin. And you're going to want to see Darby Allin because he is taking on Velveteen Dream at Evolve in the next few weeks. So that's something you definitely want to check out. XWA, official XWA.com. And last but not least, Rise Wrestling, at Rise _ Wrestling on Twitter, RiseWrestling.com. Rise is spelled R-Y-S-E. September 8th, The Stronghold in Lamont Furnace, Pennsylvania. Bulk Nasty takes on Lewis. Frostbitten takes on the System Elite. Matt Connor takes on Gory. David Lawless, the Honey Badger, and more. Go to RiseWrestling.com. Those are the promotions that support us. We would like you to support them. Just give them a follow on Twitter. Google their stuff on YouTube. Look at their stuff on their websites. Lots of good independent wrestling out there. Support them. They support us.
You're listening to Shining Wizards live on this Labor Day. RantDMRadio.com. You might be listening to us in podcast form. Maybe you're streaming us on TuneIn. Maybe you're going old school with the audio boom. For that, we thank you. We love you. We want to make out with you.
Did you guys hear that?
No.
We lost somebody else. Apparently, what? According to Danny D'Amato's Facebook.
Wait, this is breaking?
No, this is 7 hours ago he posted this, that the wrestler that we so fondly referred to as the N-Taker,
the Nigger Taker,
has passed away.
No,
come
really?
On.
According to Danny, this I'm just going by Danny D'Amato's Facebook.
Oh shit!
In a again, coincidentally, a car crash.
Oh man!
Oh my god! Yeah, a lot of people. Holy fuck, dude! A lot of people posting about it.
Oh really?
Yeah, dude,
that's
it's coming up. Well, of course, there's something here that came up by the Mega Powers, but that has nothing to do with
it. I was wondering if he knew about it.
He's actually not in the country at this moment.
Is he in Japan again?
No, he's traveling around. Wow, yeah, Danny D'Amato, Trevor Crisp actually posted something as well. R.I.P. Nigga Taker, never really saw you wrestle, but heard about you through Trash Bag Redwell. All right. Holy fuck.
That's rough. That sucks.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Never good.
No, that's terrible, man.
Never good. Man. If you go to GoFundMe.com and you throw in Nate Hatred's name, you can get in there and help donate to pay for his the services and help his family out. $3,500 already raised. Their goal is only $5,000. Every little bit helps. I'm not a big fan of the CZW right after ECW. I didn't know much about it, but I know they were super big into the hardcore stuff, and I know Nate Hatred is one of those guys that was featured heavily in CZW and did lots of crazy shit. So if you guys can help at all, just go to GoFundMe.com. Look for, just put in Nate Hatred's name in the search bar, and it'll come up. And whatever you can donate, I'm sure the family would appreciate it greatly. And okay. Like I said, they only got another $1,500 to go to get to the goal. So please help out if you can. Never fun, never good. And I feel like we have the same conversation every week, man. People in the wrestling business, they, you know, everyone gets in car accidents. I'm sure every business and everything, but man, it's just rough. It seems like lately it's been.
Wonder if they were in the same car. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't want to even begin to speculate.
But. Well, here's a little speculation for you. I'm actually reading a post from We Love Pro Wrestling Facebook page, and they wrote that he passed away. Condolences to family and friends. Somebody writes, he's definitely not dead, and someone else writes, this is the fake nigga taker. Get your facts straight. The real one went by Nathan Vane. So there's controversy as to whether or not this was the real nigga taker that died.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Danny worked with him, so Danny would know more than anybody else, right?
But, I mean, this guy, this picture here, where it looks like him wearing the white mask like the Undertaker wore when his face was broken, that's the guy I was associated with the gimmick.
Okay, so this guy...
I don't know. Like, this is popping up. This is like friends of friends on here, and they're like, yeah, he died, but the pick is the BS one. So maybe it was somebody else that we don't know?
Well, maybe somebody just put the wrong picture up.
Oh, man, unless there's more than one of them. I don't know.
Well, did you see Danny DeMonto's picture?
McMahon, a.k.a. the Soul Taker and Nigga Taker, has passed away. Okay, this is from Vin Alexio. I don't know who that is, though. But, oof. This is, yeah, I don't
maybe
know,
we
man.
Can get
it's
to the
rough.
End of this, the yeah, bottom keep, of that before the show.
Keep going.
You know, just to...
Yeah, for sure.
Just to make sure we got our facts right. I mean, Danny is a pretty reliable guy, and he knows what's going on in the world of pro wrestling, so...
So if there was, like, a second end taker that's not...
You could say the name, Kev. It's okay.
The one that
we're
passed.
Reporting.
Maybe he's not comfortable saying the name, Tony.
That's right.
Comfortable saying other things on the show.
Depends on how much I had to drink.
Want them action figures, boy.
Well.
That's right.
I did order a couple more action figures off the Hassle Toys.
Did you?
I did. I got that because I was looking for, you know, we've talked about it before. I'm looking to complete the first series. I found they were doing the Million Dollar Man, black with
Million
the belt.
Dollar Man.
$5 plus shipping or $7.
No, it was like 12, 14, 14 of free
shipped
shipping.
Then.
Yeah, and then they put up a pretty clean Mr. Perfect, and I never had a Mr. Perfect, so I jumped on that.
Sorry, you mentioned the Million Dollar Man.
I love it. That's great. How is Jason doing?
I don't know. I haven't been in touch with him in a few weeks.
Can you, I mean, I'm sure I could have this conversation with you off air, but since I just brought him up, can you email him and get a mailing address? I'd love to send him a t-shirt.
Yeah, of course. And if you guys want to get a t-shirt, go over to
shinymusic.com. As soon as we get off the show.
Yeah, that too. Whatever.
Stumble over my plug. Okay.
Sorry.
We got pink and blacks available. shinymusic.com/.
Oh, no more mediums, though.
No more mediums? Got to change that. Fuck.
I sold them to the people I work with.
Oh. Ooh.
Ah.
And they are all females.
Wow.
We didn't put any smalls in this order, did we?
No.
No, we didn't. No. The smalls don't sell.
No.
Got to check and see if I can. I think I still have one lingering around.
So, yeah, Tony, where can we.
New smoking hot bartenders at the hat.
Nice. Tony, where can we get a Shining Wizards t-shirt?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Matt. You can go to shiningwizards.com/merch. Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why.
Very good.
Just felt right.
Or just go to shinewizards.com. I think it's actually on the main page as well. So
beautiful. Website looks great, by the way. Yeah. I appreciate everything you continue to do.
Thank you very much.
In the website world, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. What else you got? I know you had a little bit of notes. I think you went down the old WWE list rabbit hole.
Ooh, rabbit hole. It's more like a fucking sinkhole, dude. It just sucked the life out of me. WWE.com.
Sinkholes scare me.
They're awful, dude. They pop up and they're out of nowhere, and you just never know. By the way, the shirts are shipping to the UK as well as Canada, so feel free to buy one. Our brothers to the north and our friends across the pond.
For $64.
I hope you got that fucking shipping price in there, right? Because that shit's expensive.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
I know. I've sent shit over there. Some Zubaz pants made their way over there for a couple of people. cost more than the fucking pants did, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, there you go. Hey,
I might have wanted been molested by the guy who put me in touch with the Zubaz pants guy. The fucking price I paid to ship over there. Holy moly, free holies.
Thank you, Vampiro.
So why,
Vamparo?
Why did you go down this rabbit hole?
Well, this came across my Facebook feed, and it really pissed me off, as a lot, most of the WWE.com top 10 lists do. This is the top 10 best factions of all time.
Are there any?
Of the week, of all time.
What is the?
All right, I will.
What's the criteria for this?
Have no fucking clue. This is just the 10 best factions of all time. And you know how WWE.com is? They really have no fucking criteria. It's pretty much how many fucking prepubescent fucknuts work in the back office and go, "Hey, I like New Day. Aren't they a faction? Oh yeah, there's three of them. What the fuck is that? What are you watching?
I guess Jamie's girlfriend took video of us from the.
Now you're distracting
yesterday. Sorry.
Jesus, dude. Okay. Do you want to guess?
I saw the list.
Oh, okay.
So I did not see the list.
Okay, should I rip through them?
Yeah, I'm going to start at 10.
Number 10 is the Undisputed Era.
I'm sorry. Then hold on. This is all time or this is who?
This is of all time.
Do we know? Was this just a WWE tweet? Because there's nothing on the website.
This was WWE. All right, I'll go back to Facebook. I will find it, and I will search it up right now.
Search it up.
WWE top 10.
Because they just put out a whole DVD about this. But how long ago was that?
A couple of years.
Okay.
WWE top 10 show? No. It's got to be a post. Memorable tag team reunions? No.
I'll find it. You go down the list.
No. Why do they make things so difficult for us?
I don't know. Why are you pulling your wrestling news off of fucking Facebook?
And why do we have the top 10 SmackDown moments of May 5th, 2016? Were there 10 top 10 moments?
Maybe.
Seriously? No, I doubt it. Especially when the picture's Roman Reigns punching Luke Gallows in the face. Anyway, number 10 is Undisputed Era. Number 9, the Fabulous Freebirds. Okay. Number 8, the Nexus. Number 7, the Hart Foundation. And I don't mean Brett and Jim, I mean the whole group. Number 6, the New Day. Number 5, Evolution. Yeah, there's no in the middle sound.
Yeah, there really is no.
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, there you go. Number 4, the NWO.
Correct.
Hold on. Is that
I found it on their Instagram. It is an official post from
WWE. Is this WWF NWO?
The
or is
picture
this like,
they had was the original three.
They have put everyone else that has ever been in that stable out the pasture. They don't associate anybody else. Occasionally X-Pac, maybe Big Show that stable. Which is sickening to me.
Okay, this is even more sickening. Number 3, DX.
Jesus!
Number two, the Four Horsemen.
Wait, number 2?
Number 2, the Four Horsemen.
If you say the Shield is number 1, I'm going to throw this fucking twisted tee.
Kevin, we might as well move on
to the
next
list. Yeah,
all
right, let's go. Show is over.
Serious?
Wait.
Hold on.
Wait.
Stupid fucking question.
Matt.
I got to shield myself.
That's a serious thing.
Yeah.
Come on. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what they have on their Instagram post.
Hold on.
Wait, I should have read the list with this. I'm an idiot.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming in at number 10, the 10 best factions of all time. Number 10, the Undisputed Era.
Number one.
I would have done that. That would have been funny.
We just went through it.
Yeah, but it was funny Kevin ridiculous voice with Benny Hill music.
No Heenan family.
No Heenan family.
No Dungeon of Doom.
All
right, well, I love the Dungeon of Doom.
Look, I think the Dungeon of Doom is better than the fucking New Day.
Yes, no.
No Von Erichs?
No Von Erichs. Well, are they a stable? See, that's
they're
the
not.
Thing.
See, they were never.
They were a stable.
Is the New Day a stable? Are the Freebirds,
Are the Freebirds a stable? Yes.
Well, why aren't the Jersey Triad on the list?
Oh, God.
Why
isn't the Triple Threat on the list?
Okay,
thank you,
fair
Kevin.
Enough. I think you answered your own question with the Jersey Triad, with all due respect to DDP.
And Canyon
and the
other
dead guys.
R.I.P.
And the Nexus was around for what, 6 months in like the original form?
Yeah, but the Hart Foundation was around for 6 months too. We had this conversation once.
And Undisputed Era, how long have they been around?
Like a year.
I don't hate that they're on there. I mean, you got 10.
Yeah.
Like, if you could
if
you could take the ones that you don't want on here and replace them and then find another one that's better than the Undisputed Era.
The Union. The Million Dollar Corporation. The Corporate Ministry.
How that's not on, how the corporation's not on there is a sin.
Well, that's what I mean, dude. You cannot.
All right, so who are you taking off? You take off.
New Day's got to go. New Day's got to go.
All right. What's your
Actually, you know what? Thinking about New Day, I think they've accomplished more than the Freebirds ever have.
Yes.
They've been around for a long time already.
And stable, this stable thing is like, I always considered a stable minimum four guys.
What about the Wyatts? If you're going to put New Day on there.
I guess it's
gotta consider them.
I guess that's a stable. Okay. But
just another excuse for WWE to put over the Shield because they just made their comeback. End of story. I mean, that's what it is.
That's rough, bro.
It's bad, dude.
I mean, I get it. I get what
Undisputed Era is fucking good.
No, there's no. It's not about who's good. It's just all time. Are they really a top 10 stable?
Why not the Job Squad?
All right, now you're reaching. I'm sorry about the Job Squad.
Right to censor.
If you put it to scale. Like what they're doing in NXT is pretty sick. So like they've never been on any other stage really together. So to me, the four of them
and there's really never been a stable in NXT.
What about the Stud Stable? What about the JTX Corporation? What about the original Legion of Doom?
Stop.
What?
I mean, so we're going to say the fucking York Foundation next?
Yes. Why not?
I mean, the Dangerous Alliance, you can make a case for.
There you go.
Yes. All right. That's a really good one. Why are
they
not?
See, Kevin,
on the
spitballing helps us find the real good ones over the real shitty ones. Sometimes you got to go JTEX to get the Dangerous Alliance.
I mean, I get it. They're trying to put the Shield over because that's their big thing.
Yeah.
But that's a reach. I'm sorry.
That's
a reach.
That's rough.
Which one's the reach?
The Shield isn't the number one stable of all time in professional wrestling.
Should they be on there?
Yes.
You want to go 6 through 10, maybe? They were pretty dominant in the first run.
I may be biased in this, but I'm saying they're not better than DX, the NWO, the Four Horsemen,
Agreed.
Or the Hart Foundation.
Agreed. So you put them at 5.
Maybe, I mean.
Well, maybe Hart Foundation is kind of iffy because they weren't around that long either.
That's true. But then again, that's why I said I'm biased because you know I have my love for Bret Hart.
But,
fair enough.
But just like the Shield, and there was more of them other than Anvil, each one of them. Was involved, like, take SummerSlam 97. Each one, like, they were all involved in something. More of them held titles than, I mean, Owen Hart and Davey Boy held two titles at the same time for a long time. Owen was a tag in Intercontinental, or Davey Boy was a European and European and tag.
They fucked me. They fucked Brett. That fucking impression of
the
fucking
I mean,
Davey
even
Boy.
The Dangerous Alliance might be top 10. I don't know. That's a.
You had some big stars in the
Dangerous
I think
the
Alliance.
Problem is that 10, spanning the history of professional wrestling, 10 is just not enough anymore.
Right.
So, like, if you come in at, like, 16, that's still a pretty,
I can't imagine how many more teams they would actually include if it was a top 20. That's rough.
Oh,
they throw, like, Kai and Tai in there.
Well, that's what I mean.
I think we rattled off 10 already that would be a better, like...
But you got... I get it. They're catering to the younger fans and the people of the last couple years. I mean, the Shield's been around for like 5 years now, if you really think about it, right? When they debuted at that SummerSlam,
they had a long
series.
Stretch, and they were... Dude, and they were dominant. They beat everybody.
They fucking... Remember when they destroyed Evolution? When they brought them back?
Yeah.
3-0, dude. They have completely annihilated them.
All right, so I don't think our problem is necessarily with who's on it. It's just
the
who's,
placement.
Like, off it. Like, I know that it's basically the same thing, but you can make a case, maybe other than Nexus, and I'll give you Undisputed Era, just to, you know, just
well,
to play.
I mean, when you bring up what the Undisputed Era has done in NXT and the fact that I don't think NXT's really had any stables, then I'm okay with them being there because they're setting the bar in terms of stables in NXT.
You could probably, if we really put our minds to it, probably swap out at least... four of them.
Evolution was a big time deal.
You could probably swap out four of them at a minimum. If we really put some thought into it.
And we gotta keep, like, the business changed so much, and more eyes were probably on Evolution than were on, you know, the Dangerous Alliance. More eyes are on the New Day than are on, you know,
the
York Foundation.
I mean, the Freebirds, we're not taking anything away from the Freebirds, but if
you're not going to lie, yeah, I agree with
like,
you.
More people see the New Day than they did the Freebirds.
I think they just threw Michael Hayes a bone and put him on that fucking list.
Do we give credit then to the Von Erichs, or are they just a family? Are they not a faction?
No, but I think
Because you don't have the Freebirds without Devon Erichs, no offense.
Right, and outside of Texas, I mean, nobody really got to see much of the Freebirds.
Well, not the Freebirds that were there with Gordy and Roberts.
Right, by the time they got to WCW, even like NWA, WCW.
Jimmy Jam
like,
and Blackstreet or
they
whatever.
They were watered down, man. Yeah. It's not the Freebirds that...
It wasn't DDP their driver or some shit?
Like
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, he was also the driver of, you know, the
pink Cadillac.
Yeah. All right, but I think we can all agree that not having the Horseman as number one is fucking stupid.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you can put the Shield anywhere you want, but not having the Horseman number one is dumb. And speaking of, you know, I guess, lists.
Well, before we get to the bigger list.
I thought it was a perfect transition.
It was, but before we get there, because I want that to be the coup de grace, and I'm saying that for a reason. Can you believe Finn Balor's getting shit because he had a match with Bobby Lashley and John Cena in China? The three of them were on the same team. And he captioned the picture of the three of them in the ring one night in China. And whoever's the idiot running the China Facebook or Twitter account said, you know, you could have been a little more sensitive. You know, we're trying to get China and WWE to mend fences, and you know, you're bringing up things that shouldn't be brought up. Really?
I didn't see
you referencing the porn.
Yes, of course. What else would I be referencing?
People got upset about that.
The whoever's running the China Twitter account,
the country of China.
No, Joni Lowry, whatever her name is.
Joni Lawler.
Yes. So, why is someone even Lauer? Still running that?
But because it's probably like family or whoever she was close with that tried to get involved with it. I mean,
but is it China remembered or is it China?
It's
no
Joni
Lauer should have an active fucking Facebook page.
The official social media account for China, who passed away in April 2016, criticized Finn Balor for allegedly referencing one of her porn movies. The tweet seemed innocuous enough as Balor was part of a tour stop in Shanghai, China. The title of his post, One Night in China, was too close to the One Night in China with a Y video for their liking. And there's the picture. It's Cena and Lashley and Finn Balor standing over, it looks like Baron Corbin and maybe Elias.
Probably
and,
Jinder Mahal. Probably.
No, Rusev, the other foreign guy. So he writes One Night in China and tagged John Cena and Bobby Lashley. Not in the best of taste. We at Team China are doing our best to get on the same page with WWE and could use as much positive support for wrestlers as possible.
Fuck you.
Thank you for saying that.
Well,
that's
you
why.
Is it
the picture of them all doing the five knuckle shuffle?
Yes.
So then the caption now, because I just went to Finn Balor's Instagram, says...
Tell me he changed it.
Bobby, John, and Finn.
Oh!
That's so...
Boo!
Fucking
who? Why would you do that?
First of all,
the phrase "one night in" has been around long before Joni Lawler was even on this earth.
And if you didn't want that held against your legacy, you shouldn't have made a fucking porno.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck over
it. Do you think Triple
H
is going to look at this and go, you know, this isn't right. She's trying to get into the Hall of Fame. No, they don't give a fuck.
God, I hate people so much.
All respect to the dead, but seriously.
And to Kevin's point, why
and
is
by the way,
using
that is Jinder
Mahal,
by the way.
Is it? Oh, my God, it is. I thought it was Rusev because I saw the small tights and the hairy chest.
I mean, from where I'm sitting, I'm a little further away. I could see a mix-up. I might
say
Rusev.
With the stars on the waist and everything?
Except, you know, Rusev's on SmackDown.
That's right.
Well, it's a tour in China. They don't fucking know. They probably don't even get SmackDown for 6 months.
Yeah, and to Kevin's point, stop running a fucking... China's Twitter page.
No, run it, but don't get involved.
Well, at least change it to
like
the
this.
Remembrance of China.
Right. No, but it's
China fan page or
something.
China...
Like, fuck off. Are you fucking serious?
I thought that was a common thing though, where like certain like celebrities will have somebody else run their page.
Sure, if they're alive. What?
No, after they've died, dude.
Oh, all right. Maybe it is, but who gives a shit?
That's the ultimate point.
This is a non-story, in my opinion. And fuck Finn Balor for changing his fucking.
Well,
Twitter.
That's the other thing. I did not know that until Kevin brought
fucking
that up.
Sissy ass pussy.
Whoa!
What are you fucking serious?
But, all right, I understand though because Finn Balor's doing the whole like you know the Balor Club is for everyone.
But it was. It's a one night in China, one night in Bangkok, one night
exactly.
in New Jersey.
Yeah.
He didn't spell it China like C-H-Y-N-A.
I think we got new Shining Wizard shirts.
Fucking I fuck face.
I bet he knew what he was doing.
Pussy. Pussy.
Nah, I couldn't see
him.
I bet he did. X-Pac's not in the picture. No one from DX is in the picture. No one from China's past is in the picture. It's the dumbest non-story. I'm so annoyed that this is a thing. Like, seriously, this is what you do.
Well,
take a fucking rope and fucking hang yourself.
Oh, easy now. No. She killed herself, dude. That ain't right. For her legacy, not for these jackoffs running
this
her page.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, I can't believe this is a story.
Wait, this is the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
What fucking goofy dirt sheet? 411 Mania, you're a fucking dirtbag for
reporting
something like this.
Well, let's see who actually wrote the article, because they may have taken it from somewhere else.
Posted by Joseph Lee? No, the official social media account for China.
This is a fucking non-story. Whoever runs the China Twitter page, go fuck your hand. What Finn Balor posts about them touring China has nothing to do with the character that Joni played on WWE TV. And she shouldn't have made a porno called One Night in China. That's on you.
Was brilliant marketing.
We live in a world where the guy Linda works for openly slept with people in the biz, and yet the company her husband owns is worried about it. It was that worried
Fuck
about
that.
It.
That's fucking gay. I'm fucking
Didn't
sorry.
Mickie James do some softcore shit as well?
Yeah, softcore.
And is she in the Hall of Fame yet?
Mickey?
She
no,
will
not
be.
Yet.
She will be. If she yeah.
That's fuck. I'm so annoyed.
Whatever.
Ugh.
Stupid shit.
What else we got?
Stupid sissy.
Well, Kevin.
Sissy pussy.
Before we were
fucks.
So awfully sidetracked by Finn Balor and his inappropriate tweets.
His tweet was not
inappropriate. You brought it up.
The PWI 500 came out last week.
Like Christmas in wrestling.
And if you've been living under a rock and not expecting this, Kenny Omega was named number one for the year 2018. Now, this spans from June to June, so it's actually June 2017 to June 2018. But he did have an amazing 12 months in that time frame. Not only becoming the was that the time frame that he became the U.S. champion in IWGP,
yes.
But also your IWGP World Champion, right?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No.
So I have not been able to procure myself an actual issue on paper of the PWI 500. So I do not have the full list, but I do know from bits and pieces that a few of our friends have been included in this year's PWI 500.
Now, in the 7 years, we will be doing the 7 years in November.
Christ.
Have we confirmed or denied that you have to pay to get into the PWI 500 from an independent stance?
No, although we did try to get Tickles in a few years ago, and they fell upon deaf ears.
Because there is rumor and innuendo.
Ooh.
Going around out there, a lot of people have been posting that they are mentioned, and then other people are saying, I won't pay to be in some Mark magazine. And
that
it seems
could...
like it's a thing that happens every year around this time, where people say they didn't pay, so they're not in it. Is that just sour grapes?
That could be sour grapes. That could be just like...
Do you think 500 people, other than the main obvious guys, do you think, say, 200 or 100 wrestlers paid to get into this magazine? I don't think so.
I would say 100 people paid to get into that magazine.
It's completely possible. I'm not saying they did, but I could absolutely be like, I wouldn't be surprised hearing that. I don't think that anybody pays in, to be honest with you, but I would not be surprised.
I don't think anyone pays to get in. I think maybe they pull strings and pull favors and this and that. But oh, maybe some do. What the fuck do I know?
I would say when you get up into like the 400s. I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying there's probably a handful of people who reach out to somebody and they pay $50 or something stupid.
All right, well, let's look at, I didn't really see a lot of the list, but like I know some people have posted it.
Yeah.
MJ,
Sonny Kiss is on the list.
MJ, well, yeah. I don't think Sonny Kiss paid to be on that list.
I'm not saying that is those people. I'm just saying.
Oh, what do you mean by those people, Matt?
Wrestlers.
The gay. Come on.
No. You mean MJF is like 350
the black
something.
Gay? Well, he's a Jew, so.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's being racist.
Yes.
I can't.
Wait, Matt says something, it's okay, but
no,
I
got Matt. No. I was upset about that, too.
Yeah, we're going to have to take it off Twitter.
Oof.
What? Everybody's offended. But I don't think those.
But that's like that's the lower half.
Say it again.
I don't think
those people.
People like MJF, Sonny Kiss. I mean, I'm going to get a PWI 500 at some point, and I'll go through and I'll, you know, I would say from like anywhere from like 350 to 500, I'd say like 100 people put money out.
I don't believe like, it.
I'd have to see the names
you
first.
You have to, like, think about it, right? We do reads for
know a lot of independent promotions
13 promotions, let's say. I'm just guessing, right? Oof. 13 promotions. A lot of those promotions have a lot of the same guys, right? At some point, you run out of... You get past the names. You get, you know... And I would say Sonny Kiss, Matt McIntosh, MJF. Those guys are names.
Well, I can tell you CPA wasn't in the 500.
That's right.
At some point, with all due respect, like, you're going to get down to the ECW guy, the ECPW guys. And are those guys really?
I mean, 500's a lot of people.
It's a lot. And to think, like,
but it's not enough to cover everyone.
Right. But do you have, like, between the three of us, we can barely keep tabs on what's going on TV. Like, wrestling magazines are like a dying thing, right?
Yeah. So do you think they really have
so, like,
the,
do they really go out and watch?
And
like,
watch, like, do they have the staff, like, this, like a pro sports team to go out and
no,
watch they, every single fucking
their
team?
Their website, they put it out there that they want people to apply for a possible inclusion.
Sure, and then there's some people that be like, you know, they heard from a friend and a friend and a friend. Because this is not, it's not like this just happened this year. Every year we've done this podcast and the PWI 500 comes out, there's always a handful of people that are like, I didn't pay and that's why I'm not in. I'm pretty sure Kevin Matthews has said it. I'm pretty sure EC Negro said it.
Cam's got to be in it this year, right?
I don't know. I don't have a magazine.
It's possible because he's on TV.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Like, Fowl's got to be in maybe it. The people that are on TV. Maybe the people that are on Evolve. I know Jock is there.
Well, he deserves to be in there.
You know, Sonny's on Lucha Underground, but this is from June to June. But he works all over the place. Like, there's so many pro wrestlers. At some point,
Janela's got to be up there, like, near, like, I'd say the top 200, 150, maybe.
Probably.
At some point.
Probably even more than that. Just by the fact that his name is everywhere. He ran two successful shows on his own dime. You know what I'm saying?
Look, at some point.
Three, right? Well, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
like that,
if
yeah.
it's like, if you just want to see your name in the PWI 500 and you send fucking Jimmy Skip fucking $50 check.
Didn't we try that once?
We applied with Tickles.
Look, you can apply, but if...
No, but I want to know if we actually send a check.
No, we didn't send a check.
Let's send a check next year.
Well, we'd have to have a good backstory for this person. And they have to... I would assume they'd have to be in the ring at some point. They're not... They're not going to not check and just, like, Google you on YouTube to see if there's at least one
match. We know
match.
Enough promotions where we could probably get a...
We could
fake a match.
No, we find somebody else's matches and change the commentary and just cut out the introductions and make a YouTube channel for that person.
Oh, that's a disservice to that
yeah,
person.
You're looking for trouble there. Yeah.
Somebody with a mask. Somebody that died. I don't know.
Oh, that's even better.
Wow, you are so morally up to date.
Look, if we get this guy in the PWI 500, more power to him.
No, wait, but we're not calling him Tickles?
No.
We're actually using his actual... Oh, that's
no, we'll
then.
Make up a name. Like, you know.
Why don't we just take a guy and actually... Use him and pay him and pay the money to go in. See what happens.
I just want to know if the paying thing is a real thing. Like, what I've seen, like, it is a thing.
I mean, we know enough people one way or the other to find out.
Is Stu Sachs still alive?
Yeah.
We could probably find out from Apter himself.
Apter's not going to tell us he gets a fucking check.
Kayfabe's
or used to
anything.
Get a check. You know the only wrestler that's been in every PWI 500 since it started?
Bill Apter.
No, there's only one wrestler that's been in every PWI 500 since it started.
Including this year?
Yes.
Nikolai Noel.
Nikolai.
Still pop.
Andrew
Anderson?
No, probably The Undertaker, right?
No.
It's not? It's not Hogan.
Ric Flair?
Flair hasn't wrestled in like 5 years, right?
Is it obvious?
Tito Santana.
I don't think it's obvious, but you definitely have to put your thinking cap on.
Greg Valentine.
And when you hear it, you're going to be like, oh shit, that makes sense.
Tony Atlas. Metal Maniac.
Ooh, that was a good pull.
I don't want to stop the show until this is over, but we kind of
do. Yeah,
me
either. I kind of want to guess this now. Oh, boy.
It's got to be Homicide? No. It's got to be a guy who's been on the independents forever.
Wait, when did they start the PWI 500?
I'll look that up right now.
I would say 87, maybe 85?
Looking. Hold on. Sorry, I'm looking.
Somebody's been in every year.
91.
Ooh.
Snuka?
Snuka didn't wrestle in 2 years.
Jimmy Snuka's dead, first and foremost.
Well, yeah. Oh,
Don Morocco?
Point.
Ooh.
Fatu?
Wait, he paused there. I mean,
I thought it was gonna get. I thought he was looking for a new sound. Really, Fatu?
Haku.
We're just in this island mode right now.
Why not?
Coco Beware.
Jerry Lawler.
Oh
no,
I thought that would be a good one.
Ooh man,
who's been active since now?
Crowbar.
I am the werewolf.
Since 1991.
Andrew Anderson.
Shane Douglas.
Gino Caruso.
Shane Douglas was a good
Terry
guess.
Funk. Are you kidding me? Not Terry Funk.
Tommy Dreamer?
No, I don't think Tommy was wrestling in 91, was he?
I don't know. Maybe he's an indie guy.
Oh, God. I'm punching out.
No. I'm going to give me three more.
He's been in the top 10 quite a few times.
It's not Hogan. It can't be Hogan. Hogan was out for quite a few years.
No, it can't be.
All right. I'm not going to tell. I'm going to help you here. He was in the top 10 in 97, 98, 99, 2000.
It's not Dallas.
No, it's not Dallas.
It's not. We already said it's not The Undertaker.
Who was hot during that stretch?
97, 98.
Can't be Dean Malenko.
97, 98, not 99, I'm sorry. 97, 98, and 2000, he was in the top 10.
Bagwell?
Wow.
This person has been in every PWI 500 since
1999. Has this person ever been a guest on our show?
No. He does not speak the language.
Oh.
No.
El Santo? No, El Santo's dead.
Who's no Mascaris?
No Mascaris.
Rey Mysterio?
You guys are going to be so mad when I...
Super Porky.
No, stop.
Oh, Juventude.
No, shut up.
Takamichi Noku.
Jujutsu the Liger.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Jushin Thunder Liger has been in every PWI 500 since 1991. He
Woo!
Came in 97, 98, he was 9. 2000, he was number 8.
Oof.
So those are all his top 10 finishes.
Fuck, he's in my stable too in Virtual Pro. How come my stable wasn't listed in that top 10?
That's a good question.
Okay, so we'll round out with this. Oof. I have the top 10 of this year's PWI 500.
All right, let's do
Let
it.
Me know if anybody surprises you.
Okay.
Number 10 is Kenny Omega, as we said.
No, wait, what? Number one is Kenny Omega.
No, number one. That's
Go from 10 down then.
Oh, yes. Number 2, AJ Styles.
Okay.
Number 3, Okada.
Okay.
Makes sense. Number 4, Brock Lesnar.
All right.
Okay.
Number 5, Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Right. Number 6, Braun Strowman.
All right.
Okay. Had some big wins.
Yeah.
Number 7, Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Number 8, Cody.
All right.
Number 9, Naito.
Okay.
Yep.
Number 10, The Miz.
No problem with that
I'm
list.
Okay with that, surprisingly.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Good night,
everyone.
I mean, you could probably
interchange
a couple of them.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, everyone kind of has a leg to stand on.
Yeah, exactly. The only one I wasn't crazy about, like Miz, I'm okay with because he's 10. Cody, I was like, but Cody deserves top 10. So I've got no problems with it. He was the only one I was a little shaky on, but I did a little more
soul-searching. You could also make the case that everyone else in the internet makes is that Brock doesn't work enough to be on it, but he's still been the champion forever.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, fair, yeah.
And from that June to June, he was the champion.
Yeah.
And he successfully defended at SummerSlam and Survivor Series. And
the Great American Royal Rumble.
Yeah, and Royal Rumble
called.
And
yeah, I have no, like, it wouldn't be worth our time to try to reshuffle that list.
No.
Would there be anybody that you would think should have been included, but because it was so crowded that they honestly wouldn't fit?
I would like to see 11 to 20.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a copy of the list for next week.
Like, maybe if you want to throw, like, an Eli Drake.
Prince of Pro. If you have it, send it to us.
Like, I'm going to stop by my local convenience store sometime this week and see, because he usually has the
Carousel goods. Should still be open.
Right, I'm going to try Hudson Brown News Bear. At the Trade Center tomorrow.
Well, I would like a copy, my own copy, so, you know, I don't have a problem buying you guys your own copy if you'd like. I don't know if you still...
I will let you know as soon as I get there in the morning.
It'd be fun to do a show next week to actually go dive into this further with the deeper numbers.
Absolutely.
Go down the rabbit hole. Thinking.
Anything else before we get the Rock out of here? I got a fantasy football draft I got to do.
Yes, and I have to masturbate.
I smell like a homeless person.
Yes, you do. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm trying to be
nice. I stood outside in the fucking 100-degree weather and made pizza for 2 straight hours in the hot, boiling sun.
So who are these 2 sexy chicks that are wearing the Shiny Wizard shirts that were working with you today?
None. I don't work with women on the truck.
Oh.
They work at the restaurant.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I got nothing.
Maybe that's introduce good. KJG.
Maybe.
KJG, what, you got some plugs, buddy?
We just came off a huge show at the Brown Bear Pub, which was super packed with Mark Normand. We're back there September 19th. And we'll keep plugging that later on. So, Dumbfellas Podcast, Dumbfellas Pod, all across social media. And give a listen to Shining Wizards Network.
Yes. Matt, any plugs?
No plugs. We'll be back Tuesday next week. Normal time, normal station, 7 o'clock on the Rant, randiumradio.com. September 11th show, whatever that means.
Big party.
Know. Yeah, we're gonna fucking blow. We're gonna blow it up.
No.
Oh,
wow.
Come on, dude.
Okay,
really?
I'm sorry. We're gonna, knock it down.
Oh.
Too soon.
Yeah. It was... All right. Well, listen, we love America. We love.
We're gonna
USA.
Jump out a window.
Oh man,
Tony's gonna edit the fuck out of that.
No, no fuck no, dude.
Fuck. We're gonna have a good show.
We're joking,
next week.
Fuckers.
And we're gonna be back the Tuesday nights, and we're gonna get a lot of guests. We have a list of guests we want to get on the show, and in studio stuff, and extra stuff, and all sorts of fun stuff. We're gonna Twitch it up. We're gonna play fucking video games.
Yes.
Kevin's gonna mop the floor with us in Virtual Pro.
That's right.
I'm making the jerk off sound there.
Oh, well, because you are a jerk off.
Well, that's
makes
true.
Sense.
I mean, that's never been debatable. You got anything you want to hear to close out? You want to pick the
do you
night?
Have something queued up?
No, it takes 2 seconds. It's YouTube.
I don't know. Kev, you got anything in mind?
No.
You want to do something a little mellow for the end of summer?
How about the Star Spangled Banner?
Oof. No, I'll save it for next week. Here. Are we doing that?
What?
The Star
Spangled Banner. The World Wrestling
Oops.
Federation.
Oops. Of course, the Federation. The
Revolutionary. I'll let that play. I always let that play. For, that's that web, that YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, really?
What? You don't want to go out to Duke the Dumpster Drossy?
On Labor Day?
That's, all right. Well,
he's a working man.
I figured you would have did a little American Dream. Dusty Rhodes, who was the original garbage man of the WWE.
He was the plumber.
Oh, he was a garbage man. He was delivering pizzas, taking out the trash.
He was a common man.
He was the common man working hard with his hands. Labor Day, boys!
All right, fine.
Can I dedicate this show to my... to somebody I love?
Sure.
Jake Michael. Love you, buddy.
America.
Thank you. Much better.
It is fitting with Cody.
Enjoy your Labor Day. Enjoy your little shithead kids going back to school.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be the worst.
Have fun in traffic tomorrow, assholes.
Oh, fuck. Fuck!
We'll see you guys next week. He's just